about something. You gotta put it in perspective.
Oh my God! Hit me again! Right.
Hey, hang on, that's yesterday. Let me play today. Good start.
You gotta put it in perspective.
We suck.
It'll get there. We just need to keep rehearsing.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Yes?
Is this Bean Baxter?
It is.
It's Ralph Garman from the Kevin and Bean Show here.
We have Allison Brie here.
Hi, Bean.
Oh, we must have lost the connection. Oh, damn these phones. We always
hate it when that happens.
These are the most unpredictable phones.
Did
here
you
at the
hear
studio.
How excited he was? Awesome.
And once again, the puppet will become the puppet master.
I'm not comfortable with that analogy.
I got it on tape! I got it on tape!
Wait, what?
And now, do you still stand by your pledge made in 2008 to provide a pony for every American?
Yes, I do, sir.
Our feature presentation.
So happy Friday, buddies.
Oh, God.
What now?
I have no idea where Kevin is.
Not Kevin. A word? Nothing?
Nothing. I don't know. I saw the blue line ringing about 10 minutes ago, mm-hmm. but no one informed me. Oh, what? Wait, huh? Mad Dash in the studio? Who's that? Who's that fine-looking, dapper young gentleman?
I've never seen him before in my life.
Show already started? Are you guys changing the time on me, or what's happening?
Yes, that's what we did.
Yes, we're starting at 5:30 now, Kevin. Oh, different.
That's hot. What happened today?
Today I forgot my key card, so I'm the one that dialed, but then somebody came in behind me, so then I got out of the way so that they could come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they opened the gate, so then I got in behind them, and I came in, and I was talking to Dave, and I was hanging out in the office, and then I heard...
Sure, you're hanging out.
This is the first. I was in the office with Dave, and the first thing I heard was, I don't know where Kevin is. And I said to Dave, are we already on? So,
Dave is not doing his job. His job is to herd you once you get in through the front
door. I don't need to be herded.
It turns out you do.
Come on now.
Yeah, so Dave, step it up, man.
Come on.
Turn on the show or something.
We need to get some sheepdogs or something like that. That could escort Kevin from the front door into the studio. They just herd him in.
They nip him at the heels.
Bite me if I go anywhere else.
I love that.
It's incredible how good dogs are at herding sheep, by the way. It's incredible.
And Kevin.
But I'm not I'm not sheep.
Wouldn't you just die if you walked in and there were a dog there that started moving you into the studio?
I thought I still had about 3-4 minutes.
We have to make that happen.
Yeah, you were here 3 or 4 minutes early.
I did. I was actually, Bean. I actually got here about that amount of time, but then I didn't have my key card, so
no, I understand. It's very complicated. Very difficult process getting to work in the morning.
It is. Believe me. Thank you.
I want to start with a happy story today. You know, I love old people. This is Bean speaking. Kevin hates old people. Kevin believes that anyone 2 years older than he is should be put to death.
That's
whatever
incorrect.
Age he is, 2 years older than that, they should. What? That's not correct?
That's
you hate
incorrect.
All old people.
Most old people,
yeah. What's the actual number then?
The problem is that where I live is like old people central. So I run into old people drivers all the time. And old people drivers need to be put down for sure.
Okay.
Because they're terrible.
Well, my biggest fear in the world is dying young. You guys know that. I'm terrified of it. I read the obituaries every day, and it freaks me out because I see guys that are, you know, like 44 or 57, and it just, you know, it's so random. You never know. You don't know if you're going to be one of those guys that's dead at 50 or if you're going to be one of those guys who lives to be 111, like my friend Shelby Harris, who celebrated his birthday over the weekend. He is what they call a super centurion. He lives in an old folks home in Indiana. He didn't move into the old folks home until he was 105, by the way.
Wow.
What?
He worked as a Baptist deacon until he was 102. He has outlived 3 daughters and 2 wives.
Oh, my gosh.
He was born in 1901, by the way.
See, I wouldn't want to outlive my kids.
Yeah, that's kind of sad, actually.
Yes.
Like, there's nobody that cares by the time you pass away.
He was born in 1901, you guys. Think about that for a minute.
Wow.
He is a great-great-grandfather, grew up in Indiana. Now he lives in this rehabilitation center in Illinois. He says he still has a couple of things left on his bucket list. And by the way, he's interviewed in this news piece and sounds pretty good.
I can just about walk. I can't hold a rope.
I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
Sounded good to me.
The two things that he wants to do surprised me a little bit, though. He wants to possibly get married again, he says.
What?
He says, I've only just begun to live, and I plan on sticking around. Apparently, he's in pretty good health. He wants to get married again. Now, is that just... He feels like that's the only way he's going to see a naked woman one
yes,
more time?
Yes, probably.
Can he consummate that marriage?
No, I can't.
There's no
I mean,
way. No,
with,
no, there could be 1,000 pills, and that's not going to work, right?
There's no way. You can't bring back the dead. Let's be honest.
I don't know. I mean... He would be the exception, but it's possible,
you
I would imagine.
Really? Why, what, I need to find that out.
Wait, does he want to get married without sex? That he just wants
well, I
marriage?
Think sometimes people at that age do.
Just
it's
to have
companionship.
Companionship?
Yeah.
Get a dog.
The news reporter, and don't have sex with the dog. The news reporter didn't ask about you know his motivations to get married again. I mean, yeah. He's not alone. He's living in this you know this group home. But I mean, I hear about people having you know their sex into their 70s and 80s.
Right.
I'd be hard pressed to imagine you could still have sex at 100.
Well, yeah, me too.
But if he gets married, maybe he gets to move the babe into his room.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. And maybe something nice maybe, to sleep next to.
He could go way younger, like 85.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe be jailbait, like 85. <for you. laughs> And the other thing on his bucket list is he wants to play baseball one more time. He loves baseball, played it as a young man, and apparently he has been invited to throw out the opening day pitch for a minor league baseball team in Davenport, Iowa.
F him if weekend. He throws a strike.
I can't wait to see the footage, because if his pitch is better than yours was at 111, I'll never stop laughing.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
You know, they always ask those questions about, you know, what he's learned or what is...
secret to living a long
exactly.
life?
Exactly. One of the greatest things in the world, Mr. Harris says, is to love people and believe in people. I just try to live from day to day. I try to live the right kind of life. I try to live the truth. I love everybody, and I want everybody to love me, is what he says.
Wow. So,
well, then, Bean, you are going to have an early death. Mm-hmm. That is the secret to a long life.
It's the opposite of you.
Dare you.
I love people.
What he just said that? Is the opposite of you in every way. If that is, in fact, the key to long life.
Then I'm in trouble now.
You should be gone already.
111, though, dudes.
That's amazing. That?
Oldest man in America, in case you're wondering. There are a couple of older people around the world, but he's the oldest in the USA. So.
Don't you think that his bucket list, throwing out that baseball, he's going to break a hip and that's that?
He may die, but...
And then he dies.
Yeah. And his bucket's got to be rusted through about four times over.
I would imagine.
And how close do you think they will move the mound for him to throw the pitch this weekend?
Probably to where he can hand it to the catcher.
Yeah, he pretty much is just going to drop the ball. And the catcher's going to be laying on the ground underneath him with a mitt.
And no one will care because he's 111.
111, right. You get away with anything at 111, can't you?
Yes.
Here's the reason I don't want to be 111, though, is because nothing will work, I imagine. Like, you just have nothing but health problems.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they show him standing, walking, talking.
He's amazing.
An exception,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a giant exception.
I don't know. He's giant?
He's also a giant.
111 years old.
I can't imagine. Well, look what he's seen happen in this world.
Right.
In 110 years, all the changes.
Yeah. I mean, all the stuff that we take for granted. I mean, you know, things like telephones and televisions and airplanes and all that stuff was all new to him at one point. It, you know, he lived before any of it.
Yeah. I think we should Facebook him.
You think he's on Facebook?
I bet he is.
No possible way.
He's that kind
way.
Of person.
No possible way.
You think the internet just flew right by him because he was 90?
I would imagine.
When it happened.
What use does he have for Facebook?
He doesn't have any friends left.
Right? Exactly.
So who's he going to be in touch with? Well, his great, 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 great.
Dean
kids.
Would be his friend.
I would absolutely be his friend. You know, we used to adopt old people on this show, but it got kind of hard because they always died.
Yeah.
Yes, they
you can't. You it never ended well.
You don't want to fall too hard for anyone over 100. It's not going to be a long relationship unless we had hooked up with Mr. Harris 10 years ago.
Who was the guy that we ordered a stripper to his room?
Sam Weiser.
Sam Weiser, yeah.
Sam.
Remember Sam?
Yes.
He's the best.
He was a dirty old man.
He was. We sent a stripper to his room. She's like, he's all hands.
He was all hands.
Well.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Happy birthday.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
There he is.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach show, shall we?
That's a bunch of hogwash.
I haven't even started. It is hogwash, but I haven't started.
All right.
We're giving away tickets for April Foolishness in the We're Better Than You section, which is the usually the pit at a concert, but you put seats there. And then you get a T-shirt that says we're better than you on the back of it, so people behind you can read it.
Ha ha.
And then you get parking backstage, and you get to have a
meet and greet with
meet
us.
Meet and greet just beforehand.
Yep.
If you're interested. So that's kind of cool.
You don't have to go.
We're going to give away those tickets today. Beer mugs weigh in. Should be fun.
I'm excited.
I think we're going to need two scales this time. I think he's going right back up. Talk out of the real Gene Simmons, which we do have a guy who does an impression of him a lot. Mm-hmm. Then that guy is no longer allowed on the show. But Gene Simmons is, so we're going to talk to him.
My boyhood hero.
Okay. Bad penis surprises on the program today. That's not what you want. You don't want to go, what? You have what?
Like, you mean as in you have one?
No, that shouldn't be a surprise.
Oh, okay.
As in you discovered the person that you're with had one, and that's a shocker.
Okay.
That's not a good surprise.
I thought you meant like a penis that makes a hard right or something. Like,
no.
Which could also be a bad surprise.
No, bad. No. We also have Jay Moore, comedian Jay Moore.
Jay Moore's.
In the studio. So we're very excited about that. Talking about April Foolishness, which is Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So can't wait to have him. He's funny every time he's on the show. We will take a break and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Rob is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Early report on what's going on in Hollywood here for a Tuesday Kevin and Bean show. What's going on, Rob?
Oh, all kinds of good things. So glad he brought your old man, by the way. I'm glad he's doing well.
Yeah, 111, right?
That's awesome.
You like old people, too. You're with
Nope.
Me. Oh.
I mean, they're fine. They're kind of a necessary evil. You know, some of them are cool. A lot of them are dicks, though.
Yeah, it's true.
It is. People don't automatically get cool and sweet and cuddly just because they get old. A lot of old people just become bigger dicks than they were when they were young.
Yeah.
But I do think, and we don't want to go off on a tangent here because no one cares, but I do think that old people have more to offer than as a society we generally
allow
them to.
Some of them do, yes. Absolutely. Some of them do. Other ones are just dicks.
But that's true of young people, too.
Absolutely. That's my point. Old people, as a group, don't automatically get better just because they get older.
They just get more of whatever
age is the same thing to me as what fame and money is. It just makes you more of whatever you are. So if you're a funny, good person, odds are as you get older, you'll be a funny old person. If you're just a dick, then you'll be a dick old person.
Don't waste our time with the elderly. They're dying.
Well, there's that point, too.
Which direction are you headed of those two, do you think, Ralph?
I'm going to be a cranky old man. Okay. I'm telling you right now. Bruce Willis, he's getting older. It's not slowing him down at all. He is a dad for the fourth time at the tender age of 57. He and his wife, Emma Heming Willis, welcomed a baby girl into the world last Sunday here in Los Angeles. Little Mabel Ray was born. Mabel Ray. Of course, he has three daughters with Demi Moore, Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah. Now that he adds Mabel, he has solved the mystery of who was the half of that marriage that was giving kids effed up names. Mabel. Come on.
Hey, I like that name. Not enough Mabels around.
Oh, Mabels, I like it.
Just assuming Bean feels that way.
I do. I like the name Mabel. I have a friend whose dog is named Mabel.
Well, there
I
you go.
Adore her.
Alec Baldwin also has a new baby. He got engaged to his 28-year-old girlfriend.
All right.
She's a yoga instructor named Hilaria Thomas.
Her name is Hilaria?
She's Hilaria. She is Hilaria. I've been around her. She is so much fun. She's Hilaria. He is 54. She's 28. So he's got a new baby in his house, too.
Yeah, he does. So that's a 24-year age difference or something, right? Or 26-year age difference, something like that?
A little quick math here. 28 and 28. 26, yes.
Is that going to be a problem at some point?
That's a giant amount.
Is it
going to
be a problem? Yes.
Look, maybe she's one of those really bright yoga instructors.
That's true. It's possible.
I just think he is such a political animal, and he's such an intellect, and he you know, likes to keep up and date and stuff. It just he's got a wide frame of reference. I'm sure she's a lovely young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a yoga instructor, so she's got that going for her.
Yeah, sure.
But do you really think she is his intellectual equal? Just in the sense of life experience, let alone, you know, book experience.
Yeah, she's not going to be that interested in what the mayor of New York is doing.
Or maybe she is. Maybe we're selling her short, and if that's the case, then I humbly apologize.
But he seems like a very cranky guy, and to have a new baby at that age and be a cranky guy.
No, I was kidding. He's not having a new baby. He's marrying a 28-year-old. That was the joke there, Lisa, that she's the baby.
Oh, I see.
Bruce
I totally
Willis
missed
has a real
joke.
Baby.
I thought she was pregnant.
He might be cranky with her, too.
And Hilaria Thomas. Hilaria Thomas is his new baby.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I think, well, look, he's Alec Baldwin. He can do whatever he wants.
Yep.
Obviously.
Obviously. Sorry, fellas. Lindsay Lohan's off the market.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She has announced she's refusing to date anyone until she masters the part of Elizabeth Taylor in the upcoming TV movie that she's working on.
Does she have that job?
I don't know if she has it yet or not. She's telling everyone she
does. I believe she does.
You think she does? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen it independently confirmed anywhere, but I know she has been in consideration, so I'm assuming she does. Why would she be telling everybody?
Because she's crazy?
Well, there's that, too. Yeah. And is this the second act for Pamela Anderson? Can she bring herself back from the Where Are They Now file?
What's she doing?
She is taking over the lead in the Broadway show Chicago.
No.
According to Star Magazine.
I'm going no.
Why do you laugh?
I don't know. It just seems like she doesn't have what it takes to...
Well, it's a big career boost for her to appear in a Broadway show. And she's also got her own NASCAR team that she's launching this year.
She's launching a NASCAR team?
Yes. Her team is called Downforce One, and she is the funding and the organization behind the team, and she put together a group of gentlemen that built the team in just 4 months. They're ready to race.
Bam Anderson?
She said...
A little louder. Just a bit louder.
Bam Anderson?
She can't wait to see her blue and white cars go down the track and believes that fast cars and fast women go together. That's why they call them Cruiser.
I predict she's going to be out of money in 5 years.
How dare you, sir? It's cheap. It's cheap to run one of those NASCAR teams.
Sure, yeah.
It's really inexpensive.
Nothing to it.
New day, another rally show announced. Fox is talking about their new show, Take Me Out, which will debut this June. It's brought to you by the people who do American Idol, and it will consist of a panel of 30 good-looking single women who interview individual men. The ones who make the cut then turn the tables and get to interview the women. It cuts them down. And then it goes back and forth a couple rounds. And then the final couple goes on a fantasy date.
Oh, God.
What? So come on, Kevin, I can't be any more clear than
that. It's about cutting each other down?
It's like speed dating.
Right.
All these women interview these guys, and then they say, well, we don't like that guy, but we do like that guy, so he sticks around. Then it flips. The guys interview the girls, and then they weed out the bad ones and pick the good ones. And it keeps going back and forth until there's one magic couple left at the end, and they go on a magical fantasy date.
Who gives a damn?
Come on, it's Take Me Out.
Nope.
Oh, all right. People will watch anything.
Absolutely. And Ralph's right. It's just like speed dating. It's just like regular dating.
Speed dating.
Except for, you know, hyper fast.
Yeah. And this Chevy Chase feud with creator of Community, executive producer Dan Harmon, has gone public.
Yeah.
Bad blood between these two parties. By all accounts, Dan Harmon got up at the rap party and gave a disparaging speech about Chevy in front of his wife and daughter, who are also attending the party. Then Chevy got back at Dan by leaving a furious voicemail that included some spectacular profanity.
Do we have that?
Very impressed by it.
I'd like to hear that. I haven't heard it.
We do have it. We can't play it, but we do have it.
It
would just be a series of long beeps.
Really?
It would not be worth really playing on here.
Really? There's not enough in between the beeps?
No, not really. Why do you and beep, 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 my wife and beep, 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 you can beep, 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 and you beep, and beep, and beep, 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 beep.
Omar, we would like to request that anyway.
It would sound like Beaker from The Muppets. So no word on whether Chevy will be returning to the show. Of course, there's questions of whether the show will be returning. They've had problems with their ratings, but difficult times on the set, apparently.
He's the weakest part of Community, kids. Mm-hmm. They don't give him that much to do, and the show would be, I think, just as good without him. I really do. It's not like he's an integral part of the program. Okay. And I'm a big fan of Community.
There's your answer. Today's celebrity birthdays. Alec Baldwin, we're just talking about him, turns 54 years old today with his brand new fiance. Mick Mars of Motley Crue is 56. Now look at Mick Mars of Motley Crue.
Yeah.
56. Alec Baldwin, 54, roughly the same age.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at those two guys.
Yeah.
It looks like Alec Baldwin fell out of a building and landed on Mick Mars. And then they both got up. And like, okay, who's who?
You
now?
Okay? Yeah, you
landed on him while he was doing heroin.
Yeah. Wayne Newton. The legendary Las Vegas performer is 70 years old today. David Hyde Pierce, who played Frasier's brother on Frasier, is 53. Eddie Murphy celebrates his 51st birthday. Mike Ness of Social D is 50. Sebastian Bach of Skid Row is 44. Jenny Garth from Beverly Hills 90210 turns 40. Adam Scott, very funny over there on Parks and Rec, he is 39. Kobe Smulders from How I Met Your Mother and soon to be seen The Avengers is 30 years old. Singer Leona Lewis is 27 years old. Amanda Bynes turns 26. And Tony Orlando, singer Tony Orlando, is 68 years old today. For those of you longtime Kevin and Bean listeners, you know that Kevin and Bean and Tony all cut a single together.
I don't think we have time for that.
To celebrate something called Schmeckfest, which apparently is an actual festival that is celebrated somewhere in the great heartland of this country. I'm going to make it my mission to bring you the Schmeckfest song later on the show.
Who gives a damn?
So you can hear Tony Orlando and Kevin and Bean singing Schmeckfest.
Yeah.
One of the highlights, in my opinion.
You never let us forget
that.
Kind of a statute of limitations on that bit?
No, because you are charged with felony douchebaggery. And apparently there is no statute of limitations.
It's risen to felony now.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the shoebiz beat.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness 2012 is happening this Saturday night. Jay Moore stops by to talk about that and all funny things like he do. That's on the way. And we have tickets for the show. Plus, Gene Simmons joins us later on today as well. Right now, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air for you at 323-520-AFRO. This is our voicemail. You call us, leave a message, and then sometimes we play it back on the radio.
A lot of anger today.
Oh, really?
A lot of anger.
What's that about?
A lot of people upset about everything, including...
Hey, traffic. What the damn it.
Really? I think we're all in agreement on that one.
I think people sometimes just call the Afro line because they know that we'll answer and they can vent and they don't actually have to talk to anybody, or maybe they don't have anyone that they can call just to bitch, so that's we're their sounding board.
Could be. Request?
I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. Crack, 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 drug.
Hey.
I hate you guys so much for playing that.
She hates us so much for playing that, which is code for please play it again.
So much.
I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best.
Swag, 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 swag.
I love this.
That is pretty good.
It's your favorite.
Beer Mug's weight loss.
I noticed that Beer Mug gained weight this week, and I have a theory of why he loses weight. Every time he gives interviews, he seems to lose weight. And I think it's because he spews so much out of his mouth.
What?
Shut the up, Beer Mug. I'll kill you.
Whoa. That seems rough.
Death threat.
His interviews are bad, but are they that bad?
I don't think so.
Hey, Beer Mug, this is what it sounds like when you give an interview. Idiot.
Honestly, the hate for Beer Mug's interviews is getting near Al Qaeda levels. It really is unbelievable how much hate there is.
And we find them funny as hell. Here is somebody who didn't like the call-in topic that you did last week. I think it was one of the day. I think I was out that day.
Oh my gosh, this is so nasty. Eat your own placenta. You almost made me throw up in my car in traffic on my way to work.
Hey, don't yell at us because bitches be crazy, okay? We're just reporting it. We're not doing it. None of us are doing it.
So I called last week because you guys were talking about something that made me throw up in my truck. I just got the goddamn smell out, and now I puked again before I could get the window down. What the hell is wrong with you people? You're disgusting. Eating placentas? Oh, my God. We're all talking about a damn fish placenta. Placenta bacon bits? What the f*** is wrong with you people?
I would try the bacon bits.
Everything's better with bacon.
Dwan called.
No way! We haven't heard from Dwan in forever.
Very upset about a TV show.
What's up, Kevin Bean? This is Dwan calling to let you know that that show, The Weenie Circle, is suck. That show suck. True TV or other TV stations need to remove that TV show because they cuss a lot. They're stupid. They're dumb, rude. They're punk motherfuckers.
Wow. You don't like it because they cuss a lot.
They cuss a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, if you removed every show that sucked, there would be about one channel left, okay? They'd put all the shows that don't suck and put them on one channel, and that'd be all we have.
Shout out for Bean.
Hey, what's up?
Song request.
You know, I always hear I'm the best or the Kevin I'm drunk song, but I never hear the Bean Creep song. Will you please play the Bean Creep song? Because he's a creep. Please, play it now.
It's been a while.
Yep.
Has been
not
a while.
Enough. Since, not long enough.
Since Bean's a creep, so
there you he's go. A creep you can't ignore.
Girl, when are you going to let me tap that ass?
He had a tube in his eye. You're just like a douchebag.
You.
Nope. Nope. You make all the girls cry.
These zombies don't have sex, though, right?
You have Asperger's.
People love good phone numbers.
You make women wanna hurl.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Looking good.
He'll speak very sexual.
Are there any benefits at all, like with the ladies?
So creepy and sexual.
That you have two heads, two mouths?
And Bean's a creep.
That's creepy, right?
Yeah.
That was
creepy.
Bean's a weirdo.
We're on the sausage hunt right now.
Breathing heavy into his mic. Bean is so creepy.
I believe I'm going to stick my fist up your...
He'll ask you to get naked.
Is there any other kind of action in the film? Are you and Jason? I mean, is it...
He wants to see your body.
Is it that kind of movie, too?
This man is perverted.
You'll have to excuse being the pervert.
He makes people nauseous. Whenever he's around.
These two, I know they're 19 because they're hella hot.
He'll speak very sexual.
I need somebody to pee on me. Does anybody have to pee?
So creepy and sexual.
She has a boob out, that's all. That's I had to mention that. That's all.
Bean's a creep. He's so
not a winner, not a winner, not a winner.
That's true. A and B, thanks to Tom York and Radiohead for helping us out on this project.
Awesome. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Yesterday we announced the 20th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Sorry, that's not the right one. The 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta.
This year is flying by.
I hope you already have all of your Christmas shopping done. Weenie Roast E-Fiesta, Saturday, Cinco de Mayo, which is about a month earlier than usual.
Yeah.
Saturday, Cinco de Mayo at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. You got your Coldplay, your Incubus, the Offspring, Silver Sun Pickups, Pennywise, Angels and Airwaves, and a whole lot more. And the tickets go on sale for K-Rock Street team members Thursday at noon. So you have to be a K-Rock Street team member. You go sign up. Takes only a second. You do that. You get a password. Then Thursday, you can buy the tickets at noon. So,
and it makes a fantastic Christmas gift for that hard-to-shop-for person on your list. All right, this is a big week for reality TV fans. I have not previously fallen victim to Toddlers and Tiaras, but I know a lot of people love it. A lot of people are obsessed with this show. And this is a circuit for little girls predominantly, and it's beauty pageants, basically. And they really doll them up to the point where they're JonBenet Ramsey'd out, and you can't believe that Child Services doesn't step in and immediately remove these kids from their parents' homes.
Yeah, they're so sexualized, and they're at such a young age.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even understand what's going on. It's the parents.
Yeah, they're taking a three-year-old and telling him to, you know, shake that ass, basically, is what's happening. So let's meet a few of these parents in anticipation of the return of the new season, which is tomorrow night at 10 on TLC. Kevin, I picked out this family first because you're going to really identify and you're going to want to drive over and immediately remove these kids from the home. This is fraternal twins, something you can relate to. This is Brianne and Ashlyn, and let's hear what their mom has to say about her adorable little girls.
I'm Jamie Sterling, and my five daughters will all be in the Universal Royalty Pageant.
The twins are fraternal. In a pageant, Brianne and Ashlyn obviously have to compete against each other. I will say that Brianne wins the most.
Okay, so basically what she's got.
Oh, no.
She's got fraternal twins, and of course, fraternal means they're not identical, which means they don't look alike, and one of them is just a little bit cuter than the other one, so she keeps forcing them to compete against each other, and one of them always wins, and the other one always gets sad.
But at least mom isn't out there going, I gotta tell you, one of them's cuter.
Well, in fact, that's prettier. Exactly what you're about to hear.
I don't like competing against my sister because it's hard to win.
Oh, now is that like the saddest thing you've ever heard?
Come on.
Let's find out what's going on there.
Brianne does look a lot like mommy and probably the prettiest out of the five. And then Ashlyn, she's really skinny and a little bit larger nose than Brianne. She's very timid. She's very reserved. She usually takes the back seat when it comes to Brianne. Brianne stands out because Brianne is outgoing and fun and full of life. And Ashlyn is just Ashlyn.
Ashlyn is just Ashlyn, you guys.
Wow!
Brianne is fun and full of life.
Well, then let Brianne do it by herself.
I know.
You bitch.
I know. And did you hear how she's like, oh, Brianne is the pretty one because she looks
she
the most
looks
like mommy.
She like me. Oh,
and by the way,
God.
Almost every single mom on Toddlers and Tiaras is a former beauty pageant contestant as well. So they are just, they refuse to let that go. They want to continue to live through their kids. So let's meet Skylar, and she has a little daughter who has one particular trait that that mom is trying to eradicate.
Skylar started doing pageants when she was about 2.5. I decided to enter Skylar in pageants because people on the street would always talk about how cute she is when I did pageants as well. So I thought, you know, this may be fun. We'll try and see how it goes.
Okay, Skylar, we need to get your eyebrows done, okay?
Okay, now poor little Skylar apparently has eyebrows.
They pluck their eyebrows?
Oh, they do more than pluck them, Lisa. Listen to what they go through. And this little girl is how old? I don't know. She's like 4 or something.
She started at two and a half.
Yeah, I think she's like 4 now. But listen to what she goes through with these eyebrows.
Get over there and lay down on the bed, and I'll get the lotion. I hate unibrows. So I think that it's easier just to maintain eyebrows all along. Put a little lotion on there. You know, it makes it, the razor just glide right over the area. So,
hold on, buddy.
It's not a big deal to her to have it done.
No, she loves it. Yeah, she thinks it's like the best part of childhood is having her eyebrows shaved off before every pageant.
Face.
Yes, she is. Lotioning up and then shaving.
Wow.
And by the way, if she hates unibrows, I hope to God she wasn't watching Kentucky last night with Anthony Davis, because those things, I mean, we've made fun of Corolla over the years, but Corolla has nothing on Anthony Davis with those caterpillars that live on his face, right? And by the way, it's not just shaving eyebrows. I mean, they, you know, going through a bunch of clips yesterday, they're all spray tanned. All those little girls are spray tanned.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They're all shaving their legs at like 6.
No.
Not a joke. Now, here's a rarity. We're talking about Toddlers and Tiaras returning on TLC this week for another season. Here's a rarity in the pageant world. They actually interviewed a dad who is the mom in this relationship.
I'm David. This is Tanya Perez. Ava's our daughter, and I'm the super dad of pageants. I'm her coach, makeup artist, costume designer, and her biggest cheerleader.
As you're listening to this, I know you're having the same thoughts that I am, which is, how did he impregnate a woman?
How gay can one man be?
How did he get a daughter?
Pageants were always an interest for me. Her road to success was already paved even before she entered this world. As soon as we found out that we were going to have a baby girl, the first thing I thought was, okay, you know, I need to get this little girl involved. It's hard.
The first thing he thought when he found out that he was going to have a little girl is, I need to get her involved in pageants. How about that?
I'm with you, Bean. They should watch this show, and while they're doing these interviews, family services should bust through the door and take the children away.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering why they have to start training them so early.
It's hard work. I mean, it's difficult to train a teenage girl to do just about anything, much less a 2-year-old.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why
you
don't do it with a 2-year-old.
Jeez. I think we already have time for one more, and this one is going to confuse you, too. This is Heather, who loves pageants. She was a pageant girl when she was little, and she never got over it. And by the way, every one of these households has a trophy room like you wouldn't believe, with little banners and ribbons and crowns and everything like that. But she, unfortunately, Kevin, what are you going to do? She wasn't blessed with a little girl. She didn't have any little girls.
What?
So she's got to make do with what she's got.
When I see little girls, I always think that I could turn my little boys into girls.
What?
I'm Heather Hughes, and my sons are Hayden and Maverick Hughes. I guess it's actually only been about 6 months ago I wanted my boys to start competing in pageants. Everyone thought I was crazy. Okay, these are my girls that I never had, so I'll just turn them into girls.
That's happening on
TV. I have boys, so I'm going to turn them into girls so that they can compete
dress them up
with
like
girls for looks.
Girls and be in the...
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I hate those women and men so much.
It is Toddlers and Tiaras.
A dollar makes me holler, honey boo-boo.
Thank you, honey boo-boo. And it returns on TLC tomorrow night at 10. All the details you need to know about the 20th Annual K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta available just at a fingertip. Go to krock.com, find out how everything works and how you can make sure to be able to buy the tickets when they go on sale Thursday at noon. Jay Moore coming in about 20 minutes or so right here, too, on the Kevin and Bean Show.
So Jack and Jill swept the Razzies.
Yes, they did.
The Razzies, of course, is the group that gives out awards for bad movies. And mm-hmm. Jack and Jill won every category.
And that's the first time ever that one movie has won them all, right?
Yeah, this is Adam Sandler who plays his own sister. And for some reason, Al Pacino was in this movie, which is odd.
Can I tell you something weird about this Jack and Jill, though? And we've been making fun of it for months as being one of the worst movies of the year. It was, for Adam Sandler, it wasn't a usual $100 million hit like a lot of his movies are. But it made $75 million.
Did it really?
Jeez, that's why they let him keep doing it.
Yes. I mean, it made a lot more money than The Freaking Artist, which won the Best Picture Oscar.
Well,
it made a lot more money
had dialogue.
Than Hugo, than Midnight in Paris. I mean, there's lots of movies that we look back at and go, wow, great movie last year that didn't make anywhere near what Jack and Jill does. So Adam Sandler, I mean, you know, we can mock him all he wants, but he is laughing all the way to the bank.
Al Pacino, though, who has...
Well, there's no excuse for that.
He's a guy who has a career. Do you remember
that
Dunkachino commercial that he did?
Yeah. How did he even end up in this movie? He was playing a guy who ran a donut shop or something, or advertised a donut shop or something.
Al Pacino!
It's not Al anymore. It's Dunk.
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do.
What's my name?
Dunkachino.
It's a whole new game.
Dunkachino.
You want creamy goodness? I'm your friend. Say hello to my chocolate blend. Attica, ooh, latte light. This whole trial is out of sight. They pull me back in with hazelnut too. Caramel swirl, I know it was you. Everyone wants my Dunkachino. Can't get enough of my Dunkachino.
What's happening and why?
He's one of the greatest actors in the history of film. I mean, he's Scarface, and he's Heat, and he's the Godfather. I mean, it's unbelievable that he got roped into doing this movie. And needless to say, he nor Adam Sandler were at the ceremony over the weekend to pick up their Golden Raspberry Award. But we wanted to find out what our friend Al Pacino has to say about winning this award, this Razzie. Hi, Al. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Say hello to my chocolate blend. Oh, that's funny.
Al,
that's
this
funny right there. Ooh-ah!
Is this the first time you've won a Razzie Award?
This is my first Golden Raspberry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But really, you didn't win one?
I couldn't be more proud to be part of Jack and Jill. What a great, great film that was.
Really?
But how...
First of all, I didn't play a guy who owned a donut shop.
Well, I didn't see the movie, Mr. Pacino. I apologize.
There are things you can read that tell you what a film's about.
All right, what were you and Jack and Jill?
I did my job. Why don't you do yours?
All right, who were you in Jack and Jill?
In Jack and Jill, I played an actor named Al Pacino.
Okay.
And he comes to me and he wants to make a commercial for Dunkin' Donuts.
Uh-huh.
And that commercial was what you just played right there. And I think it's awesome. I think the kids love it.
Okay.
Oh, come on now.
Now, did you have a good experience working with Adam Sandler? Because it doesn't seem like you guys would be speaking the same language artistically.
Well, that's what I brought up in my acceptance speech when I was at the Razzies this weekend.
I didn't see you were there. I didn't see anyone.
I didn't know you went.
There to accept.
I know. Bean said I wasn't there, but... Right. For the sake of the bit, let's say I was.
Okay. So Al Pacino showed up.
That's right. look at your schedule. It says Al Pacino acceptance speech.
Right.
Yeah. I assumed we were going to do an acceptance speech.
I thought you were going to give us the speech that you didn't give.
Oh, come on now. What do I know?
Because you weren't there.
Right in the bit there.
Hey, we weren't the ones that were in Jack and Jill, my friend.
You guys are like Fredo. You're trying to undermine me while I'm just trying to keep the family together.
So wow. you knew it was us.
I'd like to
right?
kiss you both on the face and have you shot to death in a boat.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen.
What did you say at your speech when you appeared at the Razzie ceremony over the weekend?
I'll play a little tape from it.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, they're very excited.
Ooh-ah. I just want to say that Jack and Jill is the finest movie I've ever done. Come on now.
Yes.
If you want to pick on me, you got to pick on Adam Sandler. And he is the greatest filmmaker I've ever worked with. Better than Coppola. Better than Michael Mann.
Uh-oh.
He wants to tell the truth. And the truth is, we are lovers. Come on now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I came out.
Wait a minute. You and Adam Sandler are lovers?
Why else would I do a movie like Jack and Jill?
That's a good question.
Unless I was getting some tail. Oh, he's hot when he's Jill.
Yeah, I was going to say, from him or his sister?
Well, both.
Doesn't matter to you.
I had a three-way. He put the wig on and off. Come on now.
Well, now I guess it makes a little sense.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Why you would have done that.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I'm very concerned. I have a lot of angst.
Uh-oh.
About the fact that the Spice Girls stage musical may not be happening.
You've been counting on that for years.
Yes, I have. Look, they did it for ABBA. They did it for the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Right.
The Beatles got their own freaking show.
Right.
They do it for everybody.
Well, that's not everybody.
Spice Girls, come on. They've been working on it for a while now. You ever see that show Absolutely Fabulous?
Yes.
On the BBC, Ab Fab, it's known as,
so.
To its fans.
Really drunk, middle-aged women.
My wife used to watch that.
Drunken British, desperate to stay young sort of fashionistas. Jennifer Saunders was the creator of that show, and she apparently is putting together the Spice Girls stage musical. And the problem is, even though the Spice Girls will not appear in the show at all, no connection to it other than the music, they won't leave her alone.
Really?
Yeah, they keep showing up while she's working on it, writing it, and nagging her, and suggesting changes, and pestering her, basically.
But
the show was supposed to open in the West End by the end of this year, but apparently it's not going to happen now because of all the delays.
That's weird.
Yeah, so.
Just want to make sure that they're represented?
I guess so.
Properly?
There's five girls with five different points of view, so I guess if you listen to everybody, it gets a little complex.
As excited as you are about it, Ralph, there's no chance you'd go see it if it was playing, right?
That's true.
What?
No, that's very true.
I'd absolutely be there.
You would not be there.
Just tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Oh, man.
I absolutely would be there.
Huh. Okay.
All right. Love the Spice Girls. And I bet you they get some hot British chicks to play them in the musical.
Well, that's true.
On top of that, too. Here's some movies that will suck. Angry Birds the movie.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Will likely be out in 2013 or 2014. Yeah.
Just in time to capitalize on the heat of that game.
That's right. It won't have cooled off at all by 2014. Apparently, the head of the animation department that is making the film, the feature-length version of the game that you play on your phone.
Yes.
By the way, just to remind you. Say the movie will show the deeper feelings of the characters.
Oh, that's great.
Such as, why are they always angry?
Why are they so mad at the pigs?
We'll learn. We will learn what the beef is between the birds and the pigs.
Now, Kevin, have you joined the Angry Birds in Space? They've sold millions this week of the new download of Angry Birds in Space. Are you on board with that?
No, I'm not. I don't have time.
Because that lends itself to even a new movie.
Yeah, sure.
That's the sequel, I'm sure.
Well, there's four or five versions of the game. We got plenty for movies. Don't worry, guys.
And I heard you guys talking to Al Pacino, of course, who was
in
Adam Sandler's film Jack and Jill. Well, Sandler
he went to the Razzies. Did you hear?
I did hear
he
that.
He was there. Yeah.
Who knew?
Sandler's producing a new film. It's a remake of the 1987 Mark Harmon film Summer School.
No.
Did you ever see Summer School?
I don't remember.
Mark Harmon, absolutely.
Yes, it's not good. and there's no need for a remake. But apparently they are putting one together. Sandler's production company is creating a new version of Summer School about a laid-back, cool dude English teacher who has to take a bunch of misfit kids and teach them stuff after school. It's Summer School.
Yeah. And Sandler's going to play the
teacher? Oh, I hope so. I hope he plays the teacher and all the students.
And all the students.
What's wrong? What's wrong with the world? I'll tell you what's wrong with the world. The situation. He has got a serious drug problem.
Really?
Details are leaking out about his stay at the Cirque Lodge Rehab Center. Here's what he was addicted to in terms of prescription medication. RadarOnline.com says he was tossing back Xanax, Ambiens, and unbelievable amounts of Dilaudid.
Dilaudid?
Yes. That is a powerful painkiller.
Yes.
I'll tell Kevin. He's on one now.
How dare you?
Cirque Lodge says he was taking about 20 to 30 pills every day, a combination of all three of those drugs. And insiders are saying it's lucky he never overdosed. And I say, define lucky.
Yeah, right.
For him or for us.
Especially since he was taking all of that and drinking.
Yes. Got to give him that. He's got a strong constitution.
Yeah, but...
What a situation.
And he was selling T-shirts. He was doing all of that.
Yeah, it's true. He's accomplishing it all.
He's remarkable.
Sleeping with ugly girls.
And I just want to give everyone a heads up. This isn't really show business, but it is sort of the world of fashion. They finally have completed and now are selling the picnic pants. For those of you who like to picnic, the picnic pant is now available.
Okay. Is this something you saw on late night TV?
No, but okay. I'm sure it'll be there.
Yeah.
These are jeans that double as a picnic table.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
There is a fabric flap that you pull out of your jeans that spreads across your lap and connects to your knees when you're cross-legged. And you can eat on it. And it also has a collapsible drink holder on the side so you can put your drink in. So it's like a picnic in your pants.
But
well, that wouldn't be bulky.
No, I think it's very streamlined, Lisa.
If you're going to have a picnic, go ahead and go all out.
But what if you're constantly having picnics, Kevin? You can't carry those baskets.
Just drive by picnics and where you're
blanket with you all the time. This way it's right in your pants. It's a picnic in your pants.
That's a terrible idea.
I think it's a great idea, especially for Lisa and her 20% more beefy hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah. I've always had picnics.
She's ready
in
to
my
have
pants.
One. She can just spread out her picnic pants and just sit down and eat a hot dog.
That's a terrible idea. Taco Bell gonna make money off of that.
Let's all play something. Today's celebrity birthdays: Wayne Newton, 70 years old today. Mick Mars of Motley Crue is 56. Alec Baldwin celebrates his 54th birthday with his new 28-year-old fiance. By the way, Eddie Murphy's 51. David Hyde Pierce turns 53 years old today. Mike Ness of Social D is 50. Sebastian Bach of Skid Row is 44. Jenny Garth is 40. Adam Scott turns 39. Colby Smulders from How I Met Your Mother is 30. Leona Lewis is 27. Amanda Bynes is 26. And legendary singer Tony Orlando is 68 years old today. I promised you Tony Orlando and Kevin and Bean and the hit single that they recorded together when they were a trio back in the day. It was the salute to the festival known as Schmeckfest. And I believe Kevin and Bean wrote this song, brought Tony Orlando in to sing, and the result, as they say on Behind the Music, was magic.
Tony really brought it.
Yeah. He really brought it.
Yeah. You think that's funny?
Gather around, boys and girls, and listen. You know that Schmeckfest is a special time each year. Kevin and Bean will be in Freeman, South Dakota, to meet those East German chicks and drink some beer. There'll be lots of screaming men and women and children. There will be sauerkraut and knockwurst. Did we mention beer?
Whoa, baby!
Thank you, our special new friend, Tony Orlando.
No problem.
For helping K-Rock celebrate Schmeckfest this year.
Schmeckfest! Yeah, Schmeckfest. I think my favorite lyric still has to be, there'll be lots of screaming men and women and children. I don't know what's going on at Schmeckfest, but apparently everyone is terrified and running for their lives.
If I remember correctly, Bean by himself went
to Schmeckfest.
I believe I did. Yes, to be our correspondent. Bean by himself went.
Kevin, you're right there on this theme song. I can hear you easily.
No, I'm not trying to get
recording
out of that
with
part.
Tony Orlando. The powerful Schmeckfest theme.
Listen.
Theme from Schmeckfest, as it's known on the soundtrack.
We're not proud of really anything.
But is particularly good.
It is.
Never miss an opportunity to go to Freeman, South Dakota if I can on somebody else's dime. So I had a good time.
Well, there you have it, people. That's all you need to know. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, how about Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness? Tickets in the We're Better Than You section coming up for you next hour. Jay Moore is going to be on the bill that night. That's Saturday at the Gibson Amphitheater. And Jay Moore, and I believe a puppy, just walked into the studio here at the world-famous
Is that Cole?
He just gave me a puppy. 20%
more beef.
Just gave me a puppy.
That's nice that he brought a gift.
Wallets you, and your mouth open. 20% more beef is with something. There's some odd copy that flew out earlier.
That was Lisa. Yeah.
Keep your mouth open. Open your mouths. 20% more
the
beef.
Toppings you can handle, baby.
Toppings.
Jay, that's my exact dog. Same kind of dog I got.
No, it's my dog. What's this dog's name?
That's Mabel. Celebrity She's birthdays. My son is 1 year old today.
Oh,
there you go.
And he knows some celebrities, or?
Yeah. He knows. I heard Al Pacino called in. I was at the Razzies too. I went to the Razzies.
You won all of them.
Yeah, I won for Jack and and Jill.
Right.
I won.
You won for your portrayal.
Shut up, Ryan. No, it is good to be on Kevin and Bean, and I'm the number one movie star in the world.
Is it true that Jack and Jill made $75 million?
Yeah. It made that was the first weekend. It made $75 million. It did very good, Kevin. It did okay, you know. We can't complain, you know.
It did good. This is really good.
Hey, Bean, how you doing?
Hey, Adam Sandler.
How you
What's
doing?
Going on?
I'm going to see Jay Moore at April Foolishness.
Yeah.
April Foolishness.
Love to have you. Very excited about that.
I make $20 million.
Can you put Jay back on the phone?
They stupid. They want you.
Wow, that was weird. Jay wasn't having Adam Sandler come by. How about that?
Hey, wow. That was bizarre.
Why did you bring your dog in? Why are you traveling with your dog today? What's going on?
Because the dog got super excited when I was putting together this laundry outfit I have on today.
I see.
And so the dog gets excited and jumps in her little carrier. So
knowing
I said, okay.
Boner does
trip.
That, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lisa May's dog does it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Name I got to bring her to the vet. What?
Boner is
My
her
dog's
name.
My dog's name is Boner.
From the Kirk Cameron show?
No,
that was his friend's
no.
name.
It's just
from Penises.
Suggestion.
From Penises, yeah.
What was the show with Kirk Cameron where his friend's name was Boner?
No.
Was that Growing Pains?
Growing Pains? You can hear Ralph screaming from the other office.
Yeah, that's his wheelhouse. Jay, we did a contest, I think yesterday, where we were giving away tickets for Foolishness, and we asked them who they were excited to see.
Okay.
And probably 7 out of 8 said you.
I don't believe that. I would say 9 out of 10 said Eddie Izzard.
No. I'm telling you the truth. 7 out of 8. We only have 8 lines. 7 out of 8 said
the
you.
Unscientific survey, but
really?
That's what happened.
That's pretty scientific.
I mean,
it was right in front of you. It was the focus group.
Yeah,
that's
a focus
right.
group of 7.
Who's the 8th?
It has to be Larry King, right?
I think
it was Larry King.
As far as vegetables go, you cannot do a red beet.
Yes, he really tweeted that.
Front row, hello.
Do you follow his tweets?
No, I don't follow many because it just gets too. It becomes
messy.
Like a job.
Yeah.
So I just follow just a couple. If I have someone on my podcast, I'll put them up. I'll follow them.
But you do that like for a week and then you take them off.
No, yeah, like Alonzo Bowden, I'm still following, and you know Segura, Ryan Sickler, I think is super funny. So yeah, I don't follow many. I was following Monsignor Torgerson from St. Monica's, but he would only tweet like once every 2 months, like he's running a church or like he's busy or something.
Like he's got other things to do.
Yeah, I was ready for like these great words of advice and spiritual guidance, and turns out what he tweets is like, you know, check out the Hooter Girls, just like everybody else.
How many people do you think tweet just things like good morning? Because I don't think we need those
in general.
I think really we don't need good morning. We don't need good night.
It's weird on Twitter, like if you have 1 million followers and you tweet a photo, 10,000 people look at it. Like I have 150,000 followers, and if I tweet a photo, it'll get like 4,000 views. And I'm like, where is everybody else? But then if you look at who they're following, they follow 300 people. And that's – I don't know how you could possibly keep up with that.
Well, that's my thought is that by the time they get back to it, your tweet is down pretty far and they don't even see it.
I like – what amazes me when people follow fake, like fake Gary Busey, fake Hulk, fake like There's
fake Ashton Kutcher.
You're like, you follow or CNN.
Or whoever that guy
in case
is.
You don't have a television, follow CNN on Twitter.
Bean follows all news.
Bean's a
I think Bean is a strange man. Right. that's going to be good there. April Foolishness, very exciting. That is good.
Jay Moore is here. And the reason Jay Moore is here is A, because he's just a nice guy and likes to come by and say hi. But B, he's filling seats at More Stories Live, which is going to be at the Irvine Improv. And that's going to be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Special guest Todd Glass. Now, Todd is a comedian who just came out recently, right?
Yeah, he's going to go back in.
He's going to go back in.
Yeah, tomorrow night at the Irvine Improv, we're doing some stand-up. And Todd Glass is going to go back in the closet. It's going to be a big event.
That's sweet. Because he's worried you'll hit on him.
It's weird. He's very nervous about what to say to his parents when he goes back in.
Yeah.
Todd's great.
We haven't. He's very funny, though. He's very funny. That's going to be at the Irvine Improv if you want to get tickets. And then next Tuesday, you'll also be there at 8 o'clock Tuesday night. Tickets for both shows available at irvineimprov.com.
I think it's next Thursday, but either way.
Well, Tuesday the 10th is what they gave me, but who knows?
You're right. I apologize. I'm
very sorry, Bean.
Why is Adam sorry?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I win Best Actress for Jill.
You did.
My Sandler trades paint with my Pacino, I just realized.
I won for Jill. Jill and I.
That was a great call. I can't believe you guys got him.
It was amazing, right? He loves us.
I can't believe he makes love to Adam Sandler.
That was good news.
It's the Titanic's, 20th anniversary today?
I believe 15th. So.
15th? Yes. Of the movie you're talking about, right?
No.
No, the actual Titanic. The actual Titanic.
Oh, that's 100. That's 100 years next week, yes.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm trying to do topical humor.
What about halfway through building it, Bean?
How much
information does he have?
Bean, when did they finish electricity?
I don't know. We're talking about the Titanic.
You just said, was it when they left?
Jay Moore is here. Irvine Improv tomorrow night and next Tuesday. We have to take a break and we'll reset and return. You should follow Jay Moore on Twitter, by the way, because he is very funny.
And
although
look at
his
pictures.
It's at jmoore37, website jmoore.com, and get the podcast on iTunes. We'll be right back on the Kevin. Got tickets you can win within an hour for the We're Better Than You section of the sold-out Kevin and Bean April Foolishness 2012. It's this Saturday night at the Gibson Amphitheater. By the way, Philippe Esparza, who, of course, won Last Comic Standing, is going to be joining us back in studio tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jay Moore is here right now. You can see Jay on stage tomorrow night. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv with comic Todd Glass doing a podcast. Hey, you watched the national championship game last night, Jay Moore?
I did not.
What?
No, I was watching. I was in a hotel because I'm shooting a pilot down in Manhattan Beach. So I actually watched an old Smash.
And they don't get CBS down there at that hotel?
I watched an episode of Smash. My wife put Smash on.
Smash?
I realized Smash.
I'm going to fall asleep anyway, so what's the difference? no, I did not see it. But Calipari won, and very odd winning interview with Calipari I saw. Like, you know,
but
hey, you know
not
what?
About me?
Yeah. He said, you know, if I could just get Kevin to hit the open shot, everything would be fine.
Why was it odd? I saw it, too. What did you mean? Why was it odd?
Because he didn't seem very happy at all. It's almost like the weight of, and all you chicks in your cars, just hang tight. We'll circle back around to fatherhood and weird diaper stories in a second.
We can hang in for a little while.
I can feel them going, I don't know. I'm going to put on my Matchbox 20 CD. Matchbox? Jesus.
Very timely reference, though.
You like that one? You know what? All right, let me, can I get another take? I don't know. Sure. I'm just going to put on Rascal Flatts.
Okay. That's all right. I think Adele probably would hit
that
more
came
people.
Out today.
Yes.
One time Rascal I was in a bar and Sebastian Bach. Did I ever tell you guys this story?
I don't know. Keep going.
Sebastian Bach was in a bar with his wife. He's
a singer for Skid Row, for folks
who
are
when I was doing Saturday Night Live, I was there with like a date. And Sebastian Bach was there with like his 9-month pregnant wife.
Right.
Getting hammered. And I was getting hammered. And my date was getting hammered. And his wife was just sitting there drinking Diet Cokes. And he goes, hey, man. And this is an actual quote. Your girl and my girl tonight. But he did like the hair flip, like tonight. And I look over and it's like this sad, like, oh my God, I have this baby in my stomach. I'm now locked into this a-hole for the rest of my life.
9 months in.
Your girl and my girl tonight. All right. Which was the that's why I wrote Rock and Roll Real Estate, the sketch that no one saw but few love.
Who wants a house, St. Louis?
Is he one of those 80s hair metal guys who kept his hair, or did he lose? Is he tragic and lost his hair like Bret Michaels or Axl Rose?
No, he's got a beautiful head of hair.
Oh, he's still got the lion's mane, huh?
Doesn't Axl have like dreadlocks or something? It's like Gary Oldman in Kiss Romance.
It's so far back on the top of his head, though, like Jonathan Davis is. It's just, it's creepy. He doesn't.
It's kind of like a lot of ponytails, is all.
Time to die!
The problem with him, too, is that when you show up for a show of his, he'll show up 3-4 hours late. Mm-hmm. That's normal. You know, he's
on Axl time.
He did a New Year's Eve show.
He's on APT.
He did a New Year's Eve show. Now, the time for New Year's Eve shows is before midnight.
I would say 9.
Yeah.
That's the one night of the year it has to be before midnight.
4 a.m. Everybody was waiting in Vegas at the Hard Rock or someplace like that till 4 a.m. for him to show up.
Jim Brewer, great comic, had a really interesting point. He said his theory is that Metallica ended Guns N' Roses. And then I thought, well, that's ridiculous. And then he went and expounded on it. Then when Metallica and Guns N' Roses went out, Guns N' Roses were like, it was Appetite for Destruction. They were the biggest band in the world. But their ego, especially Axl's ego, was so huge. They were like, yeah, you know, we'll throw Metallica a bone. Not realizing you can't follow Metallica.
Right.
You can't go after Ride the Lightning. You can't go on a stage and go, she got a smile and it seems to me, reminds me. After Ride the Lightning and after Metal Up Your A, you can't follow that with Rocket Queen. You look foolish coming out dressed as a Scottish guy in catcher's gear. When a bunch of guys in blue jeans and t-shirts just blew the roof off the Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah, you do have to take a band that's worse than you. You have to.
That's kind of how it goes. Or go in the other direction. Like Van Halen got cool in the gang, which is like kind of the coolest thing to ever happen.
Kind of a completely different direction.
Yeah. U2 had Kings of Leon. They had Damian Marley. Very good opening acts. U2 always does bring great opening acts. I will.
They have. When I saw them at the Rose Bowl, who'd they have, Bean? They had...
Sid Bean.
Guy, girl.
Bean came out and said, did you know how many rivets are in the left side of the...
Black Eyed Peas.
Ugh.
Those are that. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Black Eyed Peas look and sound like a one section of a Japanese baseball game.
What?
Yeah, they hand out like noisemakers and they all know the same chants. They're like color coordinated sections of Japanese baseball. It's like medieval times.
And then Slash came out and they did a song. She sang a song, a Guns N' Roses song. It was terrible.
Sweet child of mine.
She's one of those singers that acts out every word of the song with her hands.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
She points to her eye, I'm walking. You're like, I'm doing visual gags on radio.
Yeah, I do like that.
On the wings of love, just the two of us. Let me finish, Bean. Together flying high. Jeffrey Osborne.
Interrupt your Jeffrey Osborne
opening for Van Halen. You know, that's the guy you got to pick up to open for you.
Because then everybody's tired of him and ready for The Rock.
You son of a gun.
Right? That's
how
what you mean.
You? How dare
They're
you?
They're ready for The Rock.
Jeffrey Osborne is the man.
Easy.
He's my biological father. Jeffrey Osborne will be at the Irvine Improv tomorrow night. Your girl and my girl tomorrow night at the Irvine Improv.
It's going to be I'm scared, Jay Moore.
Yeah, what was that about?
I'm scared, Jay Moore.
Yeah, he's been calling her Jay Moore.
That's weird, right?
I think I've like made it.
Because, I think so. Yeah. I think that's a nod funny. You've been Tracy Morgan for so long. Now he wants to be you.
Yeah. He wants to be your Tracy Morgan, I think.
I think he wants to be mine because I don't have diabetes.
Well, that could be, too.
He's got like a tube sticking out of his foot. He's not well.
Really?
Does he really? I didn't know that.
You know, did you see his special, his HBO special?
No, I did not.
You got to put special in quotes.
Really?
But it was just like a guy doing
was
a
it
set.
Bad?
It wasn't that great for me, but what I loved was he goes, it was at the Apollo. He goes, last time I was here, right up there in that balcony. He pointed to the actual seat. He goes, right there in that seat in the balcony, this light-skinned girl started booing me. And I look over in the corner, and the Sandman is stretching. And he starts, like, stretching out his hamstring. People don't realize, if you don't watch Showtime at the Apollo, the Sandman is a black guy that would come out on stage dressed as a clown and have a broom, and he would sweep you off stage when you started bombing. Bean, you knew that, right?
I've seen that show, sure.
Bean tapped out. Bean's in the kitchen making a nice mocha roast.
That's guy with a hook. Most of the time.
I look over and the Sandman is stretching.
I just love the visual and the idea, like the Sandman has to loosen up. Like a bullpen pitcher getting ready, like before they throw, they start moving chairs around, they put on their jacket. That's what he's doing.
You don't want to hurt yourself.
Well, so Kate Winslet was in Titanic.
Okay. Whoa! That's how we know it's time to go to break, when he starts bringing up the Kate Winslet junk.
I have to defend myself real quick. Okay. I had no material today.
Okay. So you actually don't have to have material.
I opened up USA Today, and I actually wrote down a whole bunch of topical material, which I now can't find.
Okay,
but I do remember the Kate Winslet chunk, which we'll get back to after. It's your show.
After
Incubus coming up next year on the Kevin and Bean Show. They're one of the bands I'm playing this year's 20th. Why, you like the Incubus, Jay Morris?
Sure.
20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta, just announced, is Saturday, May the 5th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Details at krock.com and how you can make sure you're able to buy your tickets when they go on sale for K-Rock Street Team members Thursday at noon. By the way, don't yell at me for promoting something that I can give no details on. And this is not just radio nonsense.
What are you doing?
Tomorrow at this time on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have something amazing that is very, 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 very top secret, to the point where we're not allowed to tell you what it is. But it's tomorrow at this time on the Kevin and Bean Show. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Okay?
Wow. Tim Tebow in studio.
Nope.
I'm taking a guess.
I can give no hints, but tomorrow at this time on the Kevin and Bean Show, come on back. Jay Morris here. He's on stage at the Irvine Improv. You see Kevin's face. He has no idea what I'm talking about.
I have a guess.
He doesn't read the emails.
I knew there was a tentative, so maybe that's what it is.
Oh, your guys' email chain must be absurd when you get in the loop of your...
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Could you get on the list of all your program directors and all your producers and all the hot... What's the big parent company of this particular
CBS? Yes.
Oh yeah, so like anybody way up the ladder at CBS just writes back, okay,
to everyone.
It goes in your inbox.
Reply all.
You too.
And that Julie Chen, what a bitch. Anyway, Jay Moore
Jesus.
Is on stage.
I love Julie Chen.
Tomorrow
Julie Chen is my father.
At 8 with comedian Todd Glass as his guest at the Irvine Improv. You can buy tickets for just $25 at Irvine.
Yeah, I lowered the price. It was 30, and then I took $5 off.
Why?
Because I want it full.
Okay. All right.
And plus, it's like the middle of the week, and, you know, people, it's a surprise show. So I just wanted to make it nice for everybody.
All right.
Last time, you guys, I said, you know, you always go like, who's here from Twitter? And like five people applaud, and you go, who's here from Kevin and Bean? The entire place goes bananas. Your listeners are
people like
very,
to come out.
Very loyal. And apparently have some disposable income. They like to go out and spend it.
They have a lot of
I had it. We all had it, Norton. Hey, Jay, Kate Winslet have anything going on right now?
You know, it's the 50th anniversary of the movie Titanic.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, it's the 15th anniversary of the movie Titanic.
Well, then why really? 15? Thurman Munson wore 15. He died in a plane crash. Maybe that's why they decided. 15
yes,
isn't
why.
Exactly like the Diamond Jubilee number. I believe that's 75.
I don't know why they chose it, except they felt like Jim Cameron wanted to make more money on putting it out in 3D in theaters again, so that's why
you can see Kate Winslet's breasts. Kate Winslet takes her clothes off in every movie. Like, every actress seems to never, ever do nudity.
They always seem to be averse to it, yeah.
And Kate Winslet is nude almost in everything. And I mean full, like, black cat with its throat slit, nude. Like, completely nude. Like, probably suggesting, like, do you think in this part of the picture I could be naked? And they're like, you're playing a burn victim. But maybe she's a free spirit. A burn victim. I don't know why my Kate Winslet is Russell Brand.
Yeah, I don't either, but...
Maybe...
I don't do Kate
Maybe,
Winslet.
Kevin, maybe the burn victim is a free spirit, just got done reading Canterbury Tales. With that elfish smile at the end of all my sentences. Yes, Bean, your turn, go.
I just brought up Kate Winslet on Mr. Skin because I knew that she had been naked in a lot of movies. But check this out. Clean Flicks, which is the new movie that's out, that just came out, she's naked in that. She was naked in The Reader. She was naked in Little Children, in Iris, in Quills, in Holy Smoke, in Hideous Kinky, in Titanic, in Hamlet, in Jude, in Heavenly Creatures, and in TV's Mildred Pierce. She's shown them in every one of those projects.
She must have something in her contract that demands nudity.
But some of those, like... Titanic, you go, we're going to make a movie about the greatest nautical disaster of all time. Can I take my shirt off?
Maybe as the boat goes down.
It's not a boat, it's a ship.
Sorry. Maybe as the ship goes down. Now suddenly she's Michael Caine.
maybe as the ship goes down, I could sit here with my shirt off and Leo DiCaprio could paint a picture of me sitting here as the boat called Ship Goes Down.
That's a I'm great Michael Caine.
It's not bad as long as you realize I'm not blinking or moving my face at all. I'm Michael Caine. I'm Alfie. Don't remake it unless you get Jude Law to remake Alfie. I lost it because I thought about it. Now, and what was the other one? There was something like the reader, and it's always like inconsequential. It's never like, and then you make crazy, passionate love. It's always like, and then we just cut to you taking a bath for 40 seconds.
Yes, that's exactly like
in the reader,
to the
she's just
you're
in a
right.
tub.
Which is okay. I have no problem with that.
Well, as
do
a
you
guy,
want more?
Well, I don't really care about watching, like, I don't go to the movies with cool boobies. Like, that's why I saw Porky's as a teen. I kind of right. got out of my system. But, like, when I'm watching the reader, I go the other side where I'm like, I don't, okay, you know what it is? To me, it's the same as, like, when a director gets all, like, completely masturbatory and has to show you the city, like, it's alive. Like, yeah. I really wanted the city to be, like, a character in this yeah. movie. You have shots of buildings. Move it along, idiot. Like, I remember in the movie Collateral, there was just shot after shot after shot of Los Angeles. And I was like, I get it.
It's in L.A.
Yeah.
And they want to make a love story but there to the was, city.
Go that list again there, Bean. Do it again, Darbina.
Yeah, so Kate Winslet, we're talking about Naked In, according to MrSkin.com. Iris, Quills, Holy Smoke, Hideous, Kinky,
what was
Titanic.
The one with children in it?
That was Little Children.
Little Children.
Little Children. Remember that one? That was a great movie. That was a terrific
That was
movie.
Jackie Earle Haley?
Yeah.
Yes,
so that's a movie
right.
about child molestation.
Yes, that's correct.
And she says, if you're going to molest children, maybe I could have my shirt off. Jackie Earle Haley is wrongly convicted of molesting children. Maybe I could give the undercarriage a bit of the how's your father and show me breasts. Well, it's really not that kind of a movie, Kate. Look, my shirt's off now. Do you like it? Do you like it?
Wasn't she in The Reader? Wasn't she a Nazi war criminal too, Jay Moore?
I believe. Yes.
What, is that what she was, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, maybe I could show up to court, and when the judge says, state your name, instead of saying my name, I take my shirt off and say, you bloody well know who I am. Look exactly. at these. Chinese, Japanese, kidneys, look at these. My breasts, they're in every film. And Quills Kate? Is about an addiction to NyQuil? What's that?
No. That was the one about the writer, I think. What She's about the writer who was imprisoned?
I was in Pluto Nash, and you just read all these like hoity-toity smart person movies. And I'm like, really? Pluto Nash? Scoreboard.
Kate Winslet is going to be on stage with Jay Moore and Todd Glass tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You can buy tickets at Irvine Improv for just $25. And then next Tuesday, same venue, Tuesday, April 10th at 8 o'clock. And then we're going to see you on Saturday night, Jay. As we say goodbye for now, we're going to see you Saturday night at the Gibson, right?
I'm very fired up, and one of the listeners tweet me hashtag April Foolishness and let me know what, I don't know what material to do.
What material that you've heard Jay do you want him to do at April Foolishness?
You probably want to hear Tracy, I guess, or
of
Norm,
course.
But, you know, I don't
of
want
course.
To be like the guy that goes, he did that 2 years ago. Oh, that's my impression of somebody complaining. Oh,
All right, so tweet you and let you know exactly what bits
at Jay Moore 37. I'm scared, Jay Moore. That's all I got.
Okay. Larry King is on the bill for the April Foolishness show this Saturday at the Gibson. Ralph, did you know that Larry King is the king of comedy?
Yeah.
Did you know that there's no joke
oh,
that
yeah.
you can tell Larry King that he doesn't know the punchline
mm-hmm.
to?
Yeah.
He's incredible. The guy knows, I mean, he's been around for 400 years.
Yeah.
Of course he knows every joke ever written.
Yeah.
So if you think you can stump him, give him a call right now. Larry King is standing by to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Stump Larry, and you'll get into the drawing to win tickets.
What are we asking people to do?
We're looking for the first part of the joke. You stopped just before the punchline, I believe.
And then Larry will fill in the punchline.
Larry will fill in the punchline.
Exactly.
Because he knows all the jokes.
That's correct.
Okay.
April Foolishness tickets up close in the We're Better Than You section. Your call is coming up next after the top of the hour. First, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Before I get to Showbiz news, I don't know if you guys caught this latest story about the Bengals, the Cincinnati football Bengals.
Did not.
Yeah.
What?
They're famously have their players getting into trouble
right,
on that
right.
team. Well, apparently it's throughout the whole organization. The captain of the Cincinnati Bengals cheerleading squad, known as the Bengals. Bengals.
Because they're the Bengals.
And the girls are the Bengals.
Gotcha.
Captain pleaded not guilty today to charges of having sex with a student while she was a high school teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Jones, 26, is accused of having a sexual relationship
with a senior at Dixie Heights High School
in Kentucky. Where was she when I was in high school?
That's what I'm saying.
Come on now.
It's bad enough that all of these teachers are banging all these students, which I got none of when I was in high school. But now the NFL cheerleaders are banging teenage boys at school.
Senior in high school.
That senior.
Come on.
Is the king.
Yeah, he wins.
He wins. You know, Miss Jones, the Bengals cheerleader who also teaches here at the school? Did her.
Did it.
That's me. Hit it. Hit it.
Hit that last night.
Said it, meant it. Here to represent it.
Might hit it again tomorrow. Not sure.
Yeah. She was indicted last week on charges of first-degree sexual abuse and unlawful use of electronic devices. I don't know what kind of sex it was, but apparently somebody was electrocuted during it. Yeah, I just thought that was... She's a cheerleader. She's 26 years old. She can have anybody she wants.
Yes, she can.
She chose
including a 17-year-old.
She chose a teen.
Yeah.
I know it's abuse. I know it's inappropriate. I know it's horrible.
It's wrong. It's illegal.
I just can't understand why.
Look,
I know it's wrong. I can't wrap my head around why it's wrong.
It has to be. You have to set a limit and you have to stick with it. But let's be honest. If he's a 17-year-old guy, that's not abuse.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Loved it. He's not walking around with scars from it.
The only damage to him is that his life has peaked awfully early.
Yeah, it's all downhill.
That's true.
Just saying. And there's electronic devices involved.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know, but I like it. I want more. Congratulations to birthday boy Alec Baldwin. He is engaged to his yoga instructor girlfriend, Hilaria Thomas. Got to work on that first name, Hilaria. He popped the question after less than a year of dating, and apparently they're very excited for the upcoming nuptials. Alec is 54 today. His girlfriend, Hilaria, now fiance, is 28 years old.
He called her and said,
"You are a rude, little pig."
No. Could never happen. Bruce Willis is a dad again for the fourth time. Just had a baby girl last Sunday here in Los Angeles. His wife, Emma Heming Willis, gave birth to little Mabel Ray. Mabel Ray Willis.
The first name is Mabel.
9 pounds, 1 ounce. Came out, said to the doctor, yippee-ki-yo-ki-yo.
Is that right?
Yeah, apparently.
Jay Moore just left with his dog, who is also named Mabel. That's very popular name on the Kevin Bean Show today.
Mabel's coming back strong.
Looks like it.
Liam Neeson says you won't find him on Twitter.
Really? Because it seems like he'd be so funny.
That's right. I want to tweet something to you. I will find you. He doesn't know how to work the internet, apparently. He says he's very confused by it. Very confused by it. He says he can barely send an email slowly, he admits.
Wow.
He finds the online world terrifying.
I would say that's probably true of most older people. It most of their life.
But he's
it's not.
He's not an old dude. He's not in his 70s, for God's sakes.
Yeah, that's true.
He said his son made things worse by challenging him to search the internet for free porn. Liam said he found the results terrifying. So that was enough to put him off,
I guess. His son is like, "Dad, you'll never believe
Trust me, it's hilarious. Go check out free porn." Yeah, bad news.
He's a tremendous improv comedian, though. I do know that about Liam Neeson.
The reason Schindler gave me the job, because I like lists. Katy Perry's 3D concert movie will open on the 4th of July weekend. It's called Katy Perry, Part of Me, 3D.
Which part?
I don't know, but I'd like a certain part of her to be 3D.
Oh, there's an electronic device involved in that.
Katy said, go see it and be a firework.
Nope.
Yep.
That was not
said it at Saturday's Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
Nope.
As she was pimping her own film. Go see it and be a firework. She should have added. And while we're in music news, Red Hot Chili Peppers have a free live EP for you.
That's cool.
Because they love you. 5 tracks recorded on the band's 2011 European tour. A mix of old and new material, but you can get it for free right now, today, redhotchilipeppers.com. Go there and you can download it for free, and it's just because they love you. They're nice.
They're nice.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's pretty cool.
Will Glenda be there?
Glenda will not be there. She has nothing to do with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Today's celebrity birthday has got a whole bunch. It's going to hit the highlights. Alec Baldwin is 54. David Hyde Pierce from Frasier, 53. Eddie Murphy. He's 51 years old. Mike Ness of Social D celebrates his 50th birthday. Adam Scott from Parks and Rec. He is 39 years old. Leona Lewis. She's delicious. She's 27. Colby Smulders from How I Met Your Mother is 30. And Amanda Bynes turns 26. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Beer Mugs weekly weigh-in coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin Amin Show. Let's find out how much weight he's gained. And the great Gene Simmons from Kiss joins us. Hey, Larry King.
How you doing, Bean?
Doing great. Welcome in,
glad
sir.
To hear it. Very I'm a excited. Professional, baby.
Yes, you are.
Look
you
it up.
Are. We're looking forward to seeing you on stage at the Kevin Amin sold-out April Foolishness 2012. You're going to be
so
doing
am
some
I.
hilarious comedy. You know every joke. Is that what I understand? Listeners are going to call and try to stump
every
you by giving you the setup to a joke.
You know, I knew the greatest comedians in history. Jackie Gleason was a good friend of mine.
Yeah. Yeah?
And so he taught me every joke that's ever been written.
So people, will, if they give you the first half of the joke, you can give them the punchline.
And I'm hilarious, baby.
All right. Time for the King of Comedy.
He's the King of Comedy. His name is Larry King. He is so funny. He'll have you laughing all day and all night.
You better see him before he dies, because he looks like he's barely alive.
He's the King of Comedy. His name is Larry King. Stump him and then you'll win tickets to this thing. Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
And these are tickets up close and personal. They took the seats out of the pit, and it's the We're Better Than You section. So if you are selected the winner, you get the T-shirt, you get the backstage party, you get the backstage parking. Larry, you got a lot of experience taking phone calls. We're going to let you lead. Who would you like us to go to first?
Outstanding. Redlands, California. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Shane.
Hi. Okay. How do blondes part their hair?
And the bartender says, I was talking to the duck.
That's are those related, those
yeah,
two?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Is that the end of the joke?
Hilarious.
That doesn't
baby.
Make sense. Is that true, Shane?
That's not true. They do it by doing the splits.
See?
Because the comedy.
Because. I get it.
All right.
I don't get it.
You stumped Larry. Congratulations.
All my wives were shaved.
You can go into the drawing. Lisa will let you know if you win. Shane, who's next, Mr. King?
I like hardwood floors, baby.
Right.
We understand.
Yeah,
I don't like the
on.
Shag carpet.
Okay.
Lake Forest, fine. California. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. Did you hear what the gangster said when a house fell on him?
Soylent Green is made from people.
Well, I don't think that's a punchline, Larry.
I know, but it is. Don't eat it.
Okay. It's certainly not the punchline to this joke.
I believe it is.
All right. Is that the correct punchline, Rhonda?
No, it's not.
All right. What is it?
It is. Get off me, Holmes.
See?
Because
Soylent Green was funnier.
Soylent Green was funnier.
All right. Who's next there, Larry?
Los Angeles, California. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi. What's your joke?
Oh, how do you drown a blonde?
How do you drown the blonde? The bartender says, why the long face?
But that has nothing to do with how do you drown the blonde.
I don't know. Does the blonde have a long face?
You want the punchline?
Yes.
Hey, easy. Easy there, pal.
Hey, you put a scratch and sniff sticker at the bottom of a swimming pool.
I don't like that's Ryan. He's hostile.
Well, he did stump you, though, Larry. All you had to do was know his punchline, and he couldn't go into the drawing. All right, we got time for a couple more. Who else you like?
Baby, look it up.
Where do you want to go?
Whittier, California. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Leonard.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Larry, what's the difference between boogers and broccoli?
Elvis Parsley.
Is that right?
No, kids won't eat the broccoli.
Kids won't eat the broccoli.
Mm.
It's true. What is it with kids today? In my day, we ate vegetables.
Right. Okay.
We go to the farmer's market right there in Brooklyn. You get all the vegetables you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We had to shop once a week because we didn't have an ice box.
Because they hadn't invented refrigeration yet, right?
Fresh vegetables. That's the way to go. And what's with a parsnip? Has anyone ever enjoyed a parsnip?
Is this what you're going to be doing on Saturday night? Because we're all a little worried.
You know what? I don't understand heirloom tomatoes.
Okay.
I don't want a tomato handed down to me from someone else.
Okay. All right. Do you want
don't
any more...
give away the whole act, Larry. Come on. Save something for the stage.
I'm sorry. How about that?
Do you want any more punchlines?
Sure. How about Long Beach, California? Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
What's your joke?
Do you know why women are such a poor judge of distance?
I'm afraid not.
How does that relate, Larry?
Because I don't know.
Oh. Okay. What's the answer?
It's because they've been told all their lives that 2 inches is 10 inches.
See?
That is a sexist joke, and I don't like it.
You don't like it? Wow.
Why do broads have to be so sexist?
Why do you have to call them broads?
Why do these skirts have to have such a sense of entitlement?
I wonder why none of your eight marriages worked out, Larry. All right, Terry is in the drawing. We have time for one more.
How about Chatsworth, California? Hello, you're on the air.
Chuck, hi.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa.
Good morning.
Joke, please.
Larry, you're old. This is easy. What do you call a pig that does karate?
Because it was stapled to the chicken.
That doesn't make sense.
Didn't say it made sense, but it's hilarious.
Is that correct? Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
What is it?
A pork chop.
A pork chop.
Pig I does like a pork chop, you Larry, right across the clavicle.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm a Jew. I don't do pork jokes.
All right. Now.
Thank you, Chuck. Shane, Rhonda, Ryan, Leonard, Terry, and Chuck, they are all in the drawing for the We're Better Than You section of the sold-out Kevin and Bean April Fool's Just 2012 with our friend Larry King this Saturday night. Lisa, who's our winner?
Our winner's Chuck.
Don't tell us it's Chuck.
Don't tell us Chuck.
I'm sorry.
Chuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
A,
wow.
A, no way. You do a bad Tracy Morgan. No. And B, congratulations.
I'm keeping kosher. I don't want Chuck there.
Thank you very much, guys. All right.
And Ryan, that guy was a dick.
We will see you on Saturday night.
He's the king of comedy. His name is Larry King. He is so funny. He'll have you laughing all day and all night.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes after 8, about 10 minutes away from talking to the real Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons, of course, with the band Kiss. They played a K-Rock Weenie Roast a number of years ago. This year, Coldplay, Incubus, The Offspring, Silver Sun Pickups, Pennywise, Angels and Airwaves, The Dirty Heads, The Return of Garbage, ladies and gentlemen. Also, AWOL Nation will be performing Group Love of Monsters and Men, Walk the Moon. You can get details at KROQ.com, and be sure to be ready to buy your tickets when they go on sale for K-Rock Street Team members Thursday at noon. It is always an instant sellout.
Remember the Kiss fireworks that they used during their show?
Of course I do.
Lit your wife's hair on fire?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they did. They sure did.
That was funny. All right, we got beer mugs here. It's time to talk about his way.
Beer mug is so fat, damn, he's so fat. Beer mug is so fat, that boy's got back. Beer mug is so fat, he likes smoking doobies. Beer mug is so fat, he's got mad boobies. Will beer mug lose the weight? I think not. Beer mug's so fat, 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 so fat. Let's find out how much weight beer mug loves. Beer mug's so fat, 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 so fat.
$200 bet. He's going to lose 30 pounds by June 1st. That's what the bet is.
Now, Beer Mug had 3.5 months to lose this weight when we started the bet. Now he has how much? Less than 8 weeks to go.
About two months.
And he's down about 5 pounds. About 5.5 pounds is what he's down so far. So you still have 25 pounds to lose in the last 8 weeks, Beer Mug. How are you feeling?
And at this rate, you're only going to lose another 10.
Well... I have to put a little more dedication into my routine.
Right.
I really have to tell myself that dieting is not a part-time job.
Right.
Nobody
uses more cliches than Beer Mug. He just cliche. You got to leave it all out on the floor,
man. You have to.
I can't believe you're not a baseball manager, honestly.
Seriously. It's all blood, sweat, and tears,
That's
man.
That's right, 110%.
Yep.
Well, let's cut to the chase because we don't have much time because we do have a guest on the way. But what happened this weekend, Beer Mug? Because, you know, every day, and this is the only reason I still have any interest in this bit at all, is because of the difference between the talk that goes on in this room about how dedicated he is to this mission and then what happens as soon as he walks out of the doors at K-Rock. That's what keeps me coming back for more. What did you eat at an event over the weekend, Beer Mug?
Well, I got a little confident. I went out to dinner with Mommy and Daddy Beer Mug.
I'm sorry, if you don't mind my asking. The last time you were weighed, you were up 8/10
yes,
of a point
yes.
of a pound?
Right.
Okay, so now you're getting cocky because you were up 8/10 of a pound.
Well, not at that point.
Okay.
I went out to dinner with my parents.
Right.
And both my mom and my dad are like, wow, it looks like you've lost a considerable amount of weight.
You look good.
You look good. I was okay. Okay, cool. Sweet. Awesome. You know, we go out to this barbecue joint, and the minute I walked in, I was doomed. The smell of the food, I was like, this is it. Okay, I look good. I look, you know, my parents said I look good. I could do a little bit. I could have a cheat meal, exactly.
So if you don't mind my cutting to the chase, I'm going to tell the rest of the story for Beer Mug. So he spent the entire weekend eating. Now, because his mom said he looked good.
Right.
And so then he thought, hey, I look good. I already look good, so I can
just chow.
Well, it wasn't so much the whole weekend, Kevin, as it was one entire meal. I went, like, ridiculous. Like, I fell off the wagon. I had a full slab of barbecue ribs, macaroni and cheese, three biscuits, deep-fried pickles.
deep-fried
barbecue shrimp.
That was like a 3,000 or 4,000 calorie meal.
Yeah, I wasn't really watching
hey,
the
diet,
calories.
Hey, diet, F you. Yeah, that's what you were saying to the diet.
Exactly. And after that happened, the food was delicious, but I really was like, wow, what did I just do? I kind of went overboard.
Okay.
But you jumped right back on after that, right?
Now you're back on track, though. Now you're back on track, and now you're committed, and you know that you really are going to have to take it seriously and full time for the next 8 weeks. No more, no more cheat days.
No
right?
more cheat days. Not even one day out of the week. I'm going every day till June 1st. I'm going to exercise every day.
And is that running in place still?
No.
Exercise?
No. I'm hopping on my bike and I'm boxing. And I actually worked out at PKG the other couple weeks ago, and they got me on a good routine.
He wants me to play tape of him working out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
we don't have time. We don't have time.
No, awesome. We did have time. I'm not going to play it from 2 weeks ago. Did you actually
get this? Come on. Let's get Mugs on the scale again for those playing at home. 221.4 pounds is where Beer Mug was last Tuesday. And at that point, he was up. Hope my music ran out. At that point, he was up 0.8 of a pound. Let's see where he's at today. 221.4 last week. Beer Mug, how much do you weigh this week on The Kevin Amin Show?
It's weighing.
Beer Mug is so fat.
All right. 220.3.
Whoa!
Yes. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're down
a new
over
low.
A pound?
Yeah.
You lost a pound.
Yeah.
1.1 pound. That's impressive.
It seems like whatever he does the week before catches up to him.
Up, yeah.
So he had a good week.
Yeah.
Next week's going to suck.
See, I get worried because if we're going to be doing this bit every week, I want to give the listeners and everybody, you know,
shut
suspense.
Up,
so maybe like a pound a week. You know, I don't want to go too fast.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Okay. All right. $75 right now for
Dave
and I. Just
no,
call
man.
It quits.
No, dude,
you're
I
not
going to
lose 30 pounds.
I have all of April,
to lose,
all of May.
Right, to lose 25 more pounds.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, I've heard enough.
A moment ahead of talking to Gene Simmons from KISS, but looking ahead this week on The Kevin Amin Show, check this out. Adam West, TV's Batman, joins us tomorrow talking about his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is happening on Thursday. Patrick Warburton from Rules of Engagement is going to be with us. Felipe Esparza from April Foolishness, going to be joining us. Josh Lewis, Kevin. Josh Lewis in studio.
Repo Games!
The host of Repo Games. I know how much you love that show.
So great.
All of that tomorrow. Joel McHale later in the week. Dr. Drew, Adam Carolla, Morgan Spurlock, Jennifer Love Hewitt on the program. From American Reunion, we got Jason Biggs and Allison Hannigan. I mean, that's a ridiculous amount of talent for 1 week, right?
Too much.
And every day this week, we have tickets up close and personal for Kevin Amin's April Foolishness 2012 in the We're Better Than You section as well.
All right. Now we're going to talk about the Weenie Roast as we wait for Gene Simmons, who will call in 1 minute. The 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta is Saturday, Cinco de Mayo, which is about a month earlier than usual. We usually do it in early June. Mm-hmm. This time we're doing it in early May because Cinco de Mayo falls on a Saturday. And we've got Coldplay, we've got Incubus and The Offspring and Silver Sun Pickups and Pennywise and Angels and Airwaves and The Dirty Heads and Garbage and AWOL Nation, Group Love of Monsters and Men, and Walk the Moon. And you can buy tickets Thursday at noon, this Thursday at noon. All you have to do is become a street team member, and the reason for that is because you get a password. You have to have that password to buy the tickets to the concert Thursday at noon. So that is the key. Go to krock.com and become a street team member, and you'll get the password, and you'll be able to buy the tickets Thursday at noon.
If I were stalling for a guest, I would have read that list much slower. I wouldn't have raced through the list of bands that are performing.
I didn't hear them all, actually.
The problem,
who are they?
The problem being is that I can't read the list and see the phones at the same time. So for all I knew, he was already there and waiting on me. Coldplay, worth it by themselves.
Well,
right?
And does that not say Cinco de Mayo?
Correct.
When you more than anything,
when you think Cinco de Mayo, you think Coldplay.
Now he's on the phone, Kevin. You don't have to stall anymore.
Well, but he hasn't put him on hold yet.
So. I know, but by the time we do the big intro, he will.
You think?
You have a lot of confidence.
All right, go
Here
for it.
Here we go.
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
I have to tell you, we've talked to Mr. Simmons dozens of times over the years, and Teenage Bean always gets very excited as a card-carrying member of the KISS Army. He is my boyhood hero. He is the fire-breathing demon and one of the smartest men in rock and roll, and he joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Gene. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, children. take your seats. Lesson is about to begin.
always great to talk to you. And shockingly, Gene Simmons is coming on because he has something to promote. He's got a new business venture that he's involved in, and I know that's blowing everybody's mind right now.
Well, this is important. First, in all seriousness, thanks for having me on. But
sure.
In all seriousness, the most important thing of what I'm about to tell you is that we have outreach out to our wounded warriors, our military, and these are the guys that we're hiring to give them first shot. I think it's a sham and a disgrace what we've done to the people who risk their lives and sometimes give it the ultimate sacrifice. And when they come back into America, if they survive, they just get tossed back into the, you know, it's like, hey, good luck, you'll get a job.
Right.
Well, we're just going to shut up, straighten our backs, be proud Americans. Yeah, it's kind of corny to say that stuff, but too bad. I'm a proud American, and I'm in business, and we do okay. And I make sure that everybody that's involved with us, including Kiss, who's going back out on tour, Motley Crue's going to open for us. Actually, we're going to share the stage. Make sure that every event is taken care of by contributions to them, and now to the commercial.
Well, but let me just butt in and say we're glad to see that you're doing that. We're doing a huge comedy festival this Saturday, and the proceeds, that's also one of the charities that we chose
Excellent.
To give the money to.
Excellent.
So we're happy with
okay.
that.
Okay, so now the commercial.
Yes.
Rock and Brews. You can go to the website, ROCKAND, spell it out, rockandbrews.com. We're already a global brand. Rock and Brews is actually a restaurant chain. We're just opening today. It's right adjacent to LAX in El Segundo, right on Main Street. All the media is going to be there. It's already sold out. Tough to get in. But what we do is we serve fine American food, hamburgers the size of grandpa's house, great gluten-free pizzas, if that's what you want. You want to watch your diet, you can get the salads and the stuff and all this kind of stuff. And the other thing we do is we serve craft beers, over 100 different brands. And one of the reasons that that's important is that local breweries, these microbreweries, right here in California, one in Van Nuys, one in El Segundo, these are great breweries who really roll up their sleeves and make their wonderful stuff by hand. You can do that, or you can bring your kids and have them, watch them as they love their root beer floats. You can bring your pets, so it's family environment. You're surrounded by screens that show great, very, very rare footage of Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and all your favorite bands. You're surrounded by this kind of culture of rock while you're having a terrific experience. You may not be a rock star, but we'll make you feel like one.
And you're going to be there this evening?
I'll be there the whole day.
The whole day?
I've actually been up since 2 a.m. this morning doing CNN and Fox and spreading the good word.
Wow.
And continue on with you guys, of course, proudly, because you guys are powerful and attractive men.
Very, but I might add. I have to ask, because you've had your fingers in thousands of products, and almost all of them have been successful over the years, but hasn't anybody ever told you that a restaurant is almost the fastest way to lose money in business?
We're already burning up the planet, because we're opening up today, and we're opening... sites in Maui, Hawaii, Tokyo at the Fuji Tower, LAX
wow.
at the LAX airport at the Delta Terminal. If this is failure, please God, let me have some more.
Most restaurants don't have Gene Simmons behind them as a spokesperson.
Well, that's true.
It's also true that if you don't take care of your business won't take care of you, which is to say you start from the ground up. Do whatever it is you do. Look, here you guys have been doing this show for years and years and years. I don't even want to say how much, because that'll show how old you actually are.
60 years. We've been on the air 60 years. To
60
energy.
Years, of course.
Correct.
But look, you don't just show up and do whatever it is people tell you to do. You take a hand in it. My sense is you roll up your sleeves. I don't like this part. What do you want to do over here? You got to take care of business.
We argue a lot, actually.
That's important, but because you have to have. Here's a word that's not often used in work, in labor: pride. When you leave whatever it is that you do, whether it's a concert stage or a restaurant business, which I'm involved in, or anything else, you should be able to leave you know, holding your head up and say, I did good stuff today. I did good.
We work hard. I don't know that we end up with pride.
We fail every day, but still come back. Hey, Gene, listen, let me give out the website again. It's rockandbrews.com on Twitter at rockandbrews. And again, it's at 143 Main Street, El Segundo.
You should come down. And yes, you're right, guys. Kiss is going back out on the beginning of a two-year-long tour that begins in July.
Oh, thank God, you guys are touring. Oh, wait, you never stop.
Motley Crue will be joining us. We're going to blow up the stage. If you want bang for the buck, boy, are you going to get your bang.
No, that's a fantastic double bill. That's great. But I have to ask you, Gene, because we're almost out of time, because, you know.
That's impossible.
I know, right? Because if you're here, then everything else should be second. But my question is, how's married life? The last time we talked to you was right before you were getting ready to get married to Shannon on the reality show. 28 years together. Is it different at all?
Yeah. She stuck by me for 28 years through all my crap. You know, the least I could do is marry this wonderful girl, Shannon Tweed, who, as far as I'm concerned, she's the queen who rules the planet. She's off today to Vancouver to do a speaking engagement, and she just launched her own video game, Shannon Tweed's Attack of the Groupies, where she gets to kill the groupies as they come near me. You think I'm kidding? This is a big, huge game.
You think that's funny. A video game. That's funny.
That's real life. Look, she's lucky to have you, but I just wanted to know, Gene, because I know how adverse you were to getting married for so long. Was it any different for you in the weeks and months that followed after you guys said I do?
I will tell you that I've been talking big and talking trash all my life, because that's what guys do.
Sure.
You know, we talk trash all our life. We don't grow up until very, very late in life. And I didn't get married until I was 62, the very first one. This will be the only marriage I have. Mm-hmm. And Shannon really is the queen for me. And I've waited all my life to kind of come to grips with the fact. You know, guys, what happens is the closer we get to death, the older we get, the more mature we get. Up until then, we just kind of go, hey, you know, I don't care about anybody. I just do what I want to do. Like you guys.
That's why girls are more mature than boys by the time they're 8.
Always have been. Always will be. And, you know, so good advice to all girls looking to get married when they're in their 20s. Don't pick a young guy. He's not listening to your words. Remember, every step he takes, he's reminded by the most sensitive part of his body that rubs against his pants legs. He's not hearing what you're saying.
All right. We have to leave it there. Rock and Brews is the location in El Segundo. Look for Kiss on tour with Motley Crue all summer long. And then Kiss by Monster Mini Golf when in Las Vegas. We'll have to talk about next time. Gene Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Guys, it was a pleasure to talk to me.
Thanks, Bobby.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 miles highway per gallon. I am not doing good today.
No, that sounded good.
Distance matters, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Chevy has 10 models. They're offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 8:54.
Coming up right after the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the new song and video from David Lynch.
It's the most effed up video you've ever seen.
How dare you?
It really is.
I think it is clean and clear, and it's got a strong narrative. I love the story it tells.
Don't watch it unless you're extremely high.
Do not watch it if you're extremely high. Are you kidding me?
You'll never.
That'll be the worst trip ever. Yeah, you'll never come back from that. You'll claw your own eyes out. You'll jump through a pane glass window. It'll be insanity.
I don't get paranoid on weed, but
it doesn't matter if you do or not. You will if you watch that.
All right, I'm sorry. I was just trying to help.
What are you thinking? We just murdered hundreds of people, Kevin.
What warning should we give them then? Some warning.
Watch it through like a pinhole camera. you have to look at the eclipse, you know, and you can't really look directly into it. Have it projected onto something. You can watch it inadvertently.
Sound down.
It's at krock.com. Yeah, sound down is the only way to watch this video. It's at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It does involve boobies, if that'll get you to your computer. But Ralph is right. Watch it from at least like 50 yards away. You can't get any closer than that or your eyes will burn. We will discuss coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Glad you guys have been talking about the April Foolishness show this weekend, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give people a heads up also that people are asking what's happening with the Hollywood Babylon show,
because
you guys are doing April's Foolishness on Saturday. I know you'll be up at Universal, but are you going to do both? Are you going to leave the show early and go do Hollywood Babylon? Now, we've moved it to Friday this week so that people who want to see Hollywood Babylon can go
to the John Lovitz on Friday night at 10 p.m. with me and Kevin Smith doing our thing. And then Saturday night, we got April Foolishness.
So. There was some talk that you were going to try and force it in before Jay Moore set.
Yeah, I was going to do it on stage with Kevin. We're going to do a 90-minute set in the middle of the comedy show. But it turns out Eddie Izzard didn't want to wait around that long. So, yeah.
So every Friday night.
No, well, you once again, you're muddying the waters, sir.
It is Saturday nights, almost always, occasionally a Friday night.
And so this week it's Saturday.
This week it's Friday.
Friday.
You go to BabylonKev or BabylonRalph or thelovis.com for more cleaner, clearer details than Kevin Bean are allowing me to give. So love to have you come out.
We like to clarify things, Ralph.
You do. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else.
That's what we're about.
You are crystal clear. I love a happy ending.
Don't we all?
So far, so good.
Just talking about my massage experiences. Oh. I'm talking about the story that I brought up. I guess it was last week about the poor Miss Universe Canada contestant, Jenna Talikova.
Oh, that's right.
Talikova.
This is a strange story.
Talikova is her name. She is a 23-year-old woman who had entered the Miss Universe competition representing the great country of Canada. And then they pulled her ticket. They wouldn't allow her to compete because it turns out that she had a sex change operation.
I'm sorry. Had she won Miss Canada already?
Yeah, she was the representative out of Miss Universe Canada.
She already won.
She was
woman.
Going into the Miss Universe competition representing Canada.
Okay.
She had already won. She was ready to compete. And then they said, oh, no. Turns out you were not born a woman. You became a woman after the fact. And we have very strict regulations about these
But
things.
She did have the surgery.
Yeah, she's a woman. Post-op transsexual.
That is more committed to being a woman than I am,
yeah,
by
right.
far.
No kidding.
She is, by all accounts and exams, a woman, except for, of course, chromosomally.
Right.
But so they booted her, which everyone thought was kind of unfair, because really, if it's just about pure physical beauty and intelligence or whatever elements the beauty pageant consists
not
of.
Not intelligence.
Why couldn't she compete along with all the other women? It wasn't like she had an unfair advantage in any way.
Right, right. Yeah.
She had a disadvantage,
by the way. Most people that make that transition look terrible.
So let her compete.
I agree.
And so there was a bunch of a hullabaloo. And you know how I hate a hullabaloo.
You're not happy with hullabaloo.
But the good news is the Miss Universe pageant has reversed their position and is allowing Jenna Talikova to compete.
My girlfriend has a penis.
No, she doesn't. Jenna no longer has a penis. She is a complete post-op transsexual, and she will be competing along all the other more organic women in the competition, which I think is terrific.
Good for her.
As you can imagine, GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation League, is applauding the move. And they said the Miss Universe organization has made the right decision, has taken an important first step. So everyone's very happy that she's allowed
to compete. So much beef.
Not anymore.
No. But I'm just glad to see that. It's Tuesday. That means there's new CDs, new DVDs, and new TV shows on DVDs for your enjoyment. For example, Of Monsters and Men's got a new CD out. My Head is an Animal is the name of their new CD. By the way, Of Monsters and Men, also playing the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. So you can see them live on stage if you come to the show. Love Stories and Other Musings by Candlebox, also released today. Plans Within Plans by MXPX. Dedicated by Wilson Phillips. It's the return of Wilson Phillips, everybody.
All right.
They're planning on going on tour this summer, but unfortunately, Carney Wilson ate the other two.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
This is their covers album of their parents' songs, Ralph. That's what this one is. They're doing Mamas and Papas and Beach Boys songs.
That's a terrible idea, right?
Oh, no, dude. Changed by Rascal Flatts. Why is Rascal Flatts on my list? How did that happen? Let me scratch that off really
Please
quickly.
Do.
Country music.
That's a terrible idea.
And by the way, horrible country music.
Yeah. They're a terrible band.
They really are bad.
Yeah, I agree.
But even if you like country music, you can't like them.
But they weren't bad enough to win the best video of the year this year at the CMAs, at the Country Music Awards.
I'm sorry, what won the best music video of the year?
Let me check my notes here, Kevin, see if I can find what the best country music video of the year at the Country Music Awards. Let me see if I can find that really quickly. Oh, that's right. Red Solo Cup. That one. That video was the best country music had to offer this year.
When that song first came out, the rant you did for about a
Red
week.
Solo Cup.
Yes.
Can we have a taste of that? Can we hear a little bit of Mr. Toby Keith, please?
We do, yes. Here we go. Hang on a second. All right, here we go.
Red Solo Cup.
Yeah.
I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Best video.
radio of the year.
You know what it is? Tim carrying a beer, a Red Solo Cup beer.
Solo Cup.
Through a house party.
Yeah.
I lift you up, proceed to party. Proceed to party.
How is that a song?
It's not.
That's not even a song.
It's not
That's
a video. It's not a song. It's nothing. It's crap.
It's just drunk guys mumbling. That's all that is, right?
Yes. Video of the year. Country music video of the year. That was the best video country music had to offer last year.
Sadly, it's probably true, but still.
And I bet the guys who wrote that, I know Toby didn't write that when they brought it to him, but the guys who wrote that, I bet they made $1 million off of that song. Don't you? A huge hit. Even on the top 10 pop song.
I guess. How can you love it? It's crap. That's what I was asking. DVDs today released War Horse.
Ooh.
Jeremy Irvine, Emily Watson, of course, directed by the great Steven Spielberg. If you missed that, the Oscar-nominated film, you can check it out for yourself. And We Bought a Zoo. Yeah, that's right. Matt Damon plays a guy who buys a zoo, and they made a movie about it.
We Bought a Zoo.
Yeah.
On my list.
Why is it on your list?
Because I wanted to see it in the theaters, and I missed it.
That's the whole thing. You got it right there in the title.
I know. How cool is that?
We Bought a Zoo.
That?
Now
we
what?
A zoo.
We got a zoo.
Well, now what is the whole question, isn't it?
Now we kill ourselves. That's what we do, because we're idiots. We bought a zoo. We should drink poison out of a Red Solo cup. That's what we should do. The we of the zoo buying wees. Ugh. What a day.
Let's
just get through celebrity birthdays, shall we? Amanda Bynes is 26 years old today. Leona Lewis is 27. Kobe Smulders from How I Met Your Mother turns 30. Adam Scott from Parks and Recreation is 39 years old. Jenny Garth turns 40. She of 90210 fame.
Or whatever that is.
90210.
Okay. I thought I said 91210.
I said 91200?
I think. Yeah.
She is from a zip code. That much we have established. She is 40 years old today. Sebastian Bach from Skid Row turns 44. Mike Ness of Social D is 50. Eddie Murphy's 51. David Hyde Pierce, who played Niles Crane on the Frasier TV show, is 53. Alec Baldwin, the newly engaged Alec Baldwin, is 54. Mick Mars of Motley Crue is 56. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
David Lynch. You so wacky.
Where did you see this yesterday, Bean? How did you become aware of it? You emailed me, and I saw it, and I was like, what the F is this?
I don't know how. I mean, it was just one of those things that came across on the internet. The video just came out for David Lynch. He put out a solo record back in November that's fairly honked up, and now he has released a video for the title track called Crazy Clown Time. Now, for folks who don't recognize David Lynch's name, he doesn't work all that often in movies anymore, but he's one of the most brilliant directors of all time. He did Blue Velvet and Lost Highway and Eraserhead. I mean, the guy has just a phenomenal track record, but he's a way oddball.
Yeah, he's brilliant in a really, really effed up, strange, bizarre way.
Yes. He's the kind of guy who takes meat and hangs it on a clothesline in his yard so he can watch it deteriorate and form maggots. I mean, that's just the type of thing he does for fun. So he's got this song out with this crazy video out. You can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com right now and see the video. How would you describe what's going on in the video to folks who haven't seen it yet, Kevin?
It looks like there's a backyard party going on, and one guy, for some reason, is sitting on a table, and then there's a football player running in place. I guess he's doing the beer mug workout. And then there's a woman who takes off her top, and then David Lynch sings very poorly about what's going on. And it's like 6 minutes long.
There's a guy with a mohawk who sets himself on fire. That happens in the video.
I defy you to get through the whole thing. Here's a little bit of the song.
Yeah, please, please. Let me hear some.
And it's, I'll tell you ahead of time, it's not good.
Holy.
Okay, so what's happening there is there's a guy sitting on a table that has a red shirt, and so he's singing, Polly has a red shirt!
Polly had a red shirt! Susie, she ripped her shirt off completely!
Kidding?
6 minutes of that.
Come on.
I'm not kidding. Red shirt. Right. You always have to wonder with stuff like this, does this sound like good music to him? It must.
I guess. I mean, I guess it must. Somewhere it must touch him somehow. I don't know what's going on.
He thinks
on,
it's art.
We asked producer Dave if there was any chance we could get David Lynch on the phone. It's been an awfully long time since we talked to him, and I believe he came through, and I believe we have the great David Lynch on the line with us right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Mr. Lynch.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're very good. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. You don't have to yell, actually. We can hear fine, David. We're doing okay here, sir.
I'm not yelling.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, Crazy Clown Time. Is this this is open for interpretation? Is there some specific meaning that I should be getting out of this, or does anything go with
you? No, I believe it's pretty self-explanatory.
Polly was wearing a red shirt.
Polly wears a red shirt.
Right, right.
And in the video, I am simply documenting what the song's about.
Right. And then a girl takes off her shirt, and then you
Sally
say...
Sally takes her shirt completely off.
Sally did take... That's true.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but how is that a song about anything if you're just describing what's in the room or what's, in this case, in your backyard? I don't understand what the message is there.
Well, that's life, really, isn't it? A series of events that we string together and give purpose to.
But couldn't we just watch that video and not hear your song and get the exact same message?
Well, the song came first.
Oh, I see.
I wrote the song. And then I decided, well, I need a video for it.
That's a terrible song.
And so I directed the video myself.
I see.
So it's my song and my video.
I gotcha.
Okay. The press release that came out with your new video, Crazy Clown Time, and again, you can see the video at krock.com, says it unveils a majestic yet powerfully idiosyncratic vision of modern blues that could only be drawn from the mind of David Lynch, filled with foreboding soundscapes, hypnotic rhythms, and enigmatic lyrics.
Yes.
This is music that will resonate not only with fans of Lynch's films, but to listeners who appreciate daring experimental music.
Yes.
None of that's true.
All of that is true.
Zero of that true.
I was greatly influenced by the blues artists of the Mississippi. And they would sing about everyday, seemingly mundane events in their lives.
But not what color a guy's shirt is.
And then put it to the backdrop of the hard scrabble blues. And I would listen to that as a young man and be greatly influenced by it.
I see.
So what I am doing is simply recreating things I see in my world and giving that the blues treatment.
But not everything is that interesting that you need to make a song and a video about.
But it's all around us. I think our lives are all inherently interesting. If you see a man walking down the street with a red shirt.
Not interesting.
And you say, holy Jesus, there he is wearing a red shirt.
Let
me jot that down.
Do you feel at all in any way, Mr. Lynch, that you are in fact yelling at us?
No. I'm simply excited about this project, and I hope you are too.
Well, we are. I'm not sure we're excited for the same reason, but
I think you'll enjoy part two of Crazy Clown Time even more so.
There's a part two that's already 6 or 7 minutes long.
I was inspired by the great works of such legends as R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
Oh, you watched that, did you?
And so Crazy Clown Time will, I'm happy to announce, be a 37-part series.
Oh, no. That's not necessary.
This is more than enough.
No, I don't think it is. There's a lot more to talk about.
Well, like what?
Well, I'm just working on part two now in the studio, but I'll play you a little tape.
Okay, all right.
Carl had some house keys. Carl had some house keys.
Okay.
Alice purchased some potting soil from the Home Depot.
Okay, this doesn't need to be a
Alvin
song.
Alvin ate a box of Cheez-Its.
Okay, none of those things are interesting.
Bobby doesn't like zippers.
That's a little interesting.
So he buys button fly pants whenever they're available at his local retail outlet.
Okay. We're going to look forward to part two, I guess.
Louis!
All right, Louis.
Has to be called Louis by his friends and close associates.
Okay.
Some people don't call him Louis.
I'm not sure this is going
to his chagrin.
This is going to stretch 30 some chapters, though.
Oh, it's got to be great, fellas.
I'm not positive that's the case.
I'll be back with chapter 3 soon.
Okay, we can.
And now, a moment with Bean.
But is it too long to be listening at 5 o'clock this afternoon, be caller 106.7, and win a pair of 3-day passes? Is it too long from now for that to happen?
I don't understand the question, but I don't think so.
That was A Moment with Bean.
Speaking of moments with, when we first started talking about the Weenie Roasty Fiesta, didn't Kevin call it the K-Rock Fiesta?
Oh, well, no.
First he called it Acoustic Christmas.
I called it Acoustic Christmas two or three times now.
I thought you left out the Weenie Roast at one point and called it just a fiesta.
It's very possible.
That was the first time, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Maybe we should put together
a medley
of Kevin's.
I believe I've gotten the entire name correct once.
Oh, okay. Right,
in Kevin's defense, the years do fly by pretty fast, and Acoustic Christmas does sort of run into Weenie Roast at some point.
Yes, absolutely.
But, here's one of my all-time favorite Kevin Weenie Roast mentions.
Beastie Boys and Cypress Religion and Bad Religion. I'm sorry, Cypress Hill and Velvet Revolver and all the Strokes and all the different bands that are on the show.
That's the kind of quality. You get
all of
from
the
Kevin.
Strokes, but one of them was right there while he was speaking.
I love it when Kevin reads a list of things. There's nothing funnier.
Let's have a new section called Kevin Reads a List of Things.
How dare you? Time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday, Kevin and Bean Show. What are you talking about, Ralph Graham?
Well, since we're honoring Kevin, I thought I would bring this in.
We don't have to.
This is just for you, buddy.
All right.
Are you ready for the next wave of Beatlemania?
Oh, dear God. There's another wave?
Yeah. You know why? The Beatles' kids are talking about forming a band.
They're not with the headline, the Beatles are getting back together or something like
that.
Paul
McCartney's son, James McCartney.
Dumb.
Told the BBC that he and John Lennon's son, Sean.
Dumb.
And George Harrison's son, Donnie.
Dumb.
Dahani. And Ringo Starr's son, Zach Starkey.
Stupid.
Talking about forming the Beatles, the next generation.
Dumb.
All of them are musicians who have records out, too, by
yes,
the way.
Yes.
That's interesting.
They're all in the music business.
That no one cares about.
But if they got Beatles, the next generation, it would be like Kirk and Picard, man. It would be like the brand new Enterprise.
No.
She's got a ticket to ride, number one.
Is there any possibility? I'm not saying it would be the Beatles or anything close. Is there any possibility it could be good?
I say no.
You say no, okay.
Well, look, maybe they're okay, but McCartney says he had always had a dream of being better than the Beatles.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen for anybody.
But he's been getting worse and worse as he goes, too. It's not even...
If anything...
But we're talking about James.
James.
Oh, James.
This is the son. If anything, I would love to be equal to the Beatles. But even that's quite tough, he admits.
I have sound a clip.
They're already together.
Yeah,
they've recorded.
Already, yeah, they recorded.
Wow!
One song.
I just mentioned the story,
clip,
yeah. And then in between me talking about it,
I have a clip.
And right now, they went
Omar
in the studio
just sent it in.
And recorded some music.
That's right.
Polly had a red shirt.
It's called Polly Had a Red Shirt.
Uh huh.
Polly.
Paul McCartney. I guess they're talking about.
Had a red shirt.
So that's some of the music from.
It's reminiscent of
Next Beatles or whatever.
Get Back. I feel like it's got a Get Back vibe to it.
I think it's right out of I Want You, She's So Heavy.
Yeah,
that's what that sounds like to me.
Kind of that feel, too. While we're talking about music, Red Hot Chili Peppers have a free live EP for you. Why? Because they love you.
Do you have a clip, Kevin, of what that new live music might sound like?
I do. It's not very
good.
Guys, come on now. That just isn't.
That's what happens when you let Flea sing.
It's just not the case. Five tracks were recorded on the band's 2011 European tour, and they've got a mix of old and new material there, but Red Hot Chili Peppers is gifting it to you. If you go to their website, redhotchilipeppers.com, you can go and you can get it for free. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Katy Perry's got a 3D concert movie that will open on the 4th of July weekend.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can go
to... You're not going
to
go to that, Kevin. There's no way you're going to a Katy Perry concert
he's
movie.
He's got a point, you know, Kevin.
I don't know about that.
You're not going.
I'm no not way. Sure.
These are like the hottest I've ever seen. Check them out.
Remix.
Whoa.
Remix.
I knew she had a hot rack.
Remix.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Those are so hot. Oh.
It's me and my friends.
Is that you at the end there?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Unfortunately.
Remember your character from that
nope.
movie.
Don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Katy Perry, Part of Me 3D, it's called. The teaser trailer is now available on YouTube. You can check it out. But she said on Saturday's Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, go see it and be a firework.
Oh, wow.
You still going, Kevin?
Nope.
All right. You don't want to be a firework?
Nope.
Angry Birds, the movie, still in the works.
Nope.
Angry Birds feature film will be out likely for 2014, say the producers. Possible plot line. Says the film's creator, would show the deeper feelings of the characters, such as why are they always angry?
Nope.
Someone wrote in and said that they're angry because the pigs stole their eggs.
Fine, but
it's
that
very
does
self-explanatory
not make a
in the game.
It doesn't make a movie.
But if you had the pigs like an Ocean's 11 kind of pigs thing where they have to like come up with a heist, how they're going to get the eggs, and they got to dig a tunnel and get like a giant blade that digs tunnels, and then they get the eggs and rappel down the side of a building like Tom Cruise. See, that would set up the big battle scene between the birds and the pigs.
Nope.
All right, what if Eddie Murphy plays all of the characters in suits?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
That's a bunch of hogwash.
It is a bunch of hogwash. It's true. American Idol producers, Fremantle Media, have a new reality show they're bringing to Fox they think you're going to love.
Is it a singing contest?
No, it's different. It's about dating.
It's a dating contest.
See, it's unlike any other reality show on television because it's about a guy and a girl trying to get together.
Aren't there about seven other shows?
Oh,
like
that's
that?
Right. That's right. My bad. It's called Take Me Out, and it's based on speed dating.
Okay.
A panel of 30 good-looking women will interview individual men, and they will decide who make the cut. Then the guys that they've decided can stay will turn the tables and interview the women and get rid of the ones they don't want, and so forth and so on. It goes back and forth until one couple's remaining. And that couple has to battle to the death inside a cage.
That's true.
Now you got me.
See?
Right there at the end.
Right?
I was out.
Why don't they ask me about these? No, they go out on a fantasy date. That's how the show ends. My ending is so much better.
It is
so
much better. The inherent problem with all of these, no matter what bells and whistles they put on the dating, is I don't know these people, I don't care about these people, and I really don't care who they choose to date.
But don't you care about love?
No.
If you
right,
did,
fair enough.
If you did care about love, you wouldn't watch these shows.
That's not
what it's about.
That is the draw. That's the reason The Bachelor and
that's
The Bachelorette continue to get big.
It's about
numbers because women especially love, and they love to see how love works. It's like a car show for a guy. You know, they show you this Maserati, and they go under the hood, and they check the engine. They show you how this amazing machine works.
Right.
The Bachelor and Bachelorette is like car mechanics for women. It's a love mechanics. Oh, let me write that down. The love mechanics.
But it isn't
I'm
real
I'm
going
to pitch that to Fox. I'm the love mechanic, and I get 30 men and 30 women.
I start fixing cars.
I put wheels on them, and I roll them down a hill. Whoever survives goes on a fantasy date.
Here's the theme song.
We've got a pitch.
I have to mention one more time, the video, the David Lynch video, is available right now on the front page of KROQ.com or KevinBean.com. It's one thing to hear the music. You really do have to see the video.
You can't get through
it. You have to try to sit through the
video. I'm telling you,
see how much of it you can watch.
I got about a minute and a half in. I said, what the F is this? So then I just started clicking forward like 30 seconds at a chunk to see if anything happens ever in this video.
I had a conversation with myself, which is I have to watch the whole thing all the way through at least once before then I started skipping forward like you did. It's all the same.
It's just random inanity.
Yeah. And the dude in the red shirt is just pounding on what, like a picnic table or something,
he's
right?
That
just,
picnic table.
Just furiously.
Beginning
it's
to
weird.
End. 7 minutes long. It's absurd.
And then everyone starts pounding stuff, and Marilyn Monroe's in there, and she's pounding stuff.
There's a football player running in place. Who knows
gets
why?
A naked girl gets a beer poured on her for no good reason, I think, to wake her up, and she starts strangling the dude. It's madness.
The guy with the mohawk sets his hair on fire, remember?
Yeah.
It is madness.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Amanda Bynes is 26 years old today. It's as if she has grown up in front of our eyes, that Amanda Bynes.
It is like that.
She was on Nickelodeon, being a cute little kid, and now look at her, all grown up and 26 years old. Leona Lewis is 27 years old. That Bleedin' Love, that song she did?
Yeah.
Boy,
mm-hmm.
I like that song.
Kobe's, she's another one that Simon Cowell discovered.
Yeah. Kobe Smulders, How I Met Your Mother, 30 years old. Adam Scott from Parks and Recreation is 39. Jenny Garth, she was on Beverly Hills 90210, 40 years old. Sebastian Bach, lead singer for Skid Row, 44 years old. He's been on Broadway in Junk, too, that Sebastian Bach.
Wow.
Yeah. Mike Ness of Social D is 50. Eddie Murphy turns 51. David Hyde Pierce, who played Niles Frazier on the TV show Frazier, is what? Niles Crane, not Niles Frazier. That'd be different. The show was Frazier. Oh, never mind. Alec Baldwin is 54 years old, and Mick Mars of Motley Crue is 56. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show, we've got Josh Lewis in the studio, who's one of my personal heroes.
Hello, Josh Lewis, crazy man. Why, ladies, with the hoy?
No, this is Josh Lewis.
Give money to my children so they can walk.
This is the host of Repo Games. Maybe one of the best TV shows on.
Josh Lewis.
Patrick Warburton is going to be in.
from Rules of Engagement, Felipe Esparza. This is me reading names, isn't it?
Kevin reads a list of things.
And who, of course, is performing at this weekend's April Foolishness. And we've got your tickets in the We're Better Than You section. Stop laughing. I'm not doing that bad.
I'm over here. Never mind.
Adam West.
Adam West is going to be here?
Adam West is going to be here talking about a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's right. And we have a surprise for you at 7:30. We can tell you no more.
Okay.
That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.